Vandegrift Football is on the air. Brought to you by Covert Cadillac GMC, CW Print Services, Dr. Crawford at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, by Chris Province CPA, Rock Solid Building Services, Kim Krant Allison Realtor with Caldwell Banker Realty, Texas Family Physicians, Eric Silvis at Guaranteed Rate Mortgage, by Texas Malibu, Big Red Car Wash, South Star Bank, Bartlett Real Estate, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, HD Realty, Chicken Express, Independence Title, by Lake Travis Pizza, Patty Jones Photography, Card My Yard, by Aaron Turnley with Caldwell Banker Realty, Four Points Rugby Club, Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries and Shakes, Tomlin Family Orthodontics, Dog House, and by Austin Advantage. And now, alongside Scott Schaffner and Hank Hudson, here's the voice of the Vandegrift Vipers, Merle Bertrand.
Home, but at least we're back in the neighborhood. Welcome to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. My name is Merle Bertrand, coming to you live tonight from the Kelly Reeves Athletic Complex in Austin, better known as the Palace on Parmer. Joined once again by my usual cohort, Scott Schaffner, here in the booth, and Zach Lucero, our engineer and sideline reporter. Derek Cohen back at the studio, and good to have Shane Chawinski back with us for the video production stats. Hank Hudson still on the mend, but guys, a perfect 3-0 start for the Vandegrift Vipers in non-district play, but they are 0-0 like everyone else tonight as they open up District 25-6A action against the Stony Point Tigers.
Yeah, we go right from one Taj Mahal to another. Yeah. Great to be at the Palace on Parmer here tonight. But Vipers in starting district play tonight have some really unique challenges. Two of the most dangerous players in the district, you're going to hear a lot. You're going to end up, Merle, calling Jaden Leonard and Cameron Cook's names a lot tonight. I know Coach Sanders is very concerned about that. Those guys have been putting up video game-like numbers against a couple of their opponents so far this year. But we've seen that movie before where you get some prolific offenses that face this Viper defense, which is a completely different beast. And then looking forward to the Viper offense to continue the progression that we've seen through the first 3 weeks. But it really counts. Not that the first 3 weeks didn't, but it really starts to count now as we get into district play. Zach, what are your thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to the interviews that Craig Way does with a bunch of different coaches throughout the week, and they really see those non-district games as a tune-up for district when, like you said, these games really start to matter. And I'm sure Viper fans and you guys can remember that Stony Point is a team that, no matter where they sit in the district standings at the time, always give Vandegrift a really tough game. Coach Cheshire over here at Stony Point and just his kind of football philosophy and how he runs his team always gives the Vipers a run for their money.
So that sets the table here. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Vipers head coach Drew Sanders talking about last week's epic road trip and win over the San Angelo Central Bobcats and tonight's district opener against Stony Point. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network.
Covert Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Covert Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatments. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
It's never too soon to start teaching good savings and spending habits. Encourage early savings with a high-interest youth savings account from South Star Bank. And teach responsible spending in a safe environment with South Star Bank's youth checking account. South Star Bank youth accounts offer no minimum balance fee and no monthly service charge. Set your child on the path to financial stability. Open a South Star Bank youth account today. Learn more about southstarbank.com/youth. Member FDIC.
You know the expression, put your money where your mouth is? It's like when you're really sure of something, you put your money where your mouth is? Well, anyway, at Doghouse, we're so sure we have the best hot dogs, sausages, and burgers in Texas, we're putting our money where your mouth is. Stop in a Doghouse 4 points for your free house dog, sausage, or burger after texting Vipers to 833-440-1100. Vipers to 833-440-1100. Doghouse, absolute worst.
Well, we're pleased to be joined once again in the pregame show by the head coach of the Vanderbilt Vipers and coach, head coach Drew Stans. And coach, I think the biggest question everybody has after the Vipers' impressive 45-13 win over San Angelo Central is, when are we getting a fancy light show at Memorial Stadium installed like they had on San Angelo?
Well, the problem with this is they have really cool colors. They have orange and blue, and so they can do all this stuff. For us, it's either like black and what do you do, white? So we either turn the lights off or turn them back on. Maybe, you know, people would like that, just turn them off and turn them back on. But I don't know if it's just going to be as cool. But it's so funny. I got at least four texts from parents going, when can we get lights like that? You know. So you're actually, that is a question that, well, you're kind of joking, but actually people ask me that.
Well, you know, the good news is they didn't get a chance to use the light show very much because the Viper defense just came in and shut them down. Just the one long drive. Apparently, that's the quota that the Vipers allow their opponents this year. Talk about the defensive performance.
Yeah, it was a very good defensive performance against a very solid offensive team. You know, that quarterback, I think that's right. You quoted that, but I think they had 400 yards rushing. I don't look at yards really.
486, I think.
And so that's kind of silly, right? That's just a crazy number. And really, they had one long run.
Yeah.
If they didn't have that, I don't know if, you know, they're probably around 250 yards. They don't break 300 yards offense total. Mm-hmm. It was a good performance. And so I was pleased with that. I thought we ran the ball well. As usual, there's all kinds of things that we have to work on. We still aren't tackling in space as good as we need to. That's one of the problems with that long run.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on that again. And then we're still figuring out some positions, and we had an injury too, and so, you know, had to deal with all that. But overall, to be able to go there and limit them to one touchdown, you're going to win a lot of your games if you can do that. And so pleased with that, and hopefully we can keep getting better each week.
And on the other side of the ball, Ryan Shepard broke his first long touchdown run of the season. Braden Buchanan, an awesome job at quarterback. Reese Beecham would probably start a quarterback for a lot of the teams in the district. He instead catches a couple of touchdown passes again and breaks a long kickoff run. So many weapons. What are your thoughts on the offensive side of the field?
Well, yeah, pleased with the way our offense looks. You know, we really, you're not going to believe this, but we ran 38 offensive plays. And so in 38 plays, we scored 45 points. That's a crazy amount of points for that few plays. That shows we're explosive this year. We're more explosive than we've been in the last couple of years. Reese was a big addition to that. He's playing all over the place and doing a great job. But we're so solid everywhere else. Like, if you focus on Reese, we have multiple good receivers really everywhere, from tight end to running back to other receivers. And then Braden can run it too, you know, in addition to be able to you know, deal the ball around. So, and our O-line's continuing to get better and better. You know, Coach Mauser is such a great O-line coach. He's done a great job of, once again, here we are, four new starters. Nobody really talks about that, you know, but that's an impressive job.
Better get my first head coach, Drew Sanders, I guess, during the pregame show. We close the book on non-district and head into the district portion of the schedule. Opening up against Stony Point. Didn't get a chance to play them last year because of COVID. Talk about the 2021 version of the Stony Point Tigers.
Well, we just use the word explosive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I would describe them. They have a ton of plays from scrimmage over 20 yards. They have two D1 players, number 5 and number 4. And they play running back, generally, four plays running back and generally 5 plays receiver. And then on defense, they've got their, I don't know if he's a 4-year starter, but number 44, he's really good. They've moved to a defensive end, the linebacker's really good, number 36. Their defensive tackle that was injured last year is back. He is really good. So, you know, they just completely dismantled Del Valle last week. I mean, I think it was 38-0 in the third. So they can be explosive. They can shut you down. Solid on special teams. So, hey, let's start off district with just one of the. I think they're a playoff caliber opponent. And so this is going to be like a playoff game type atmosphere and competitive level. It's going to be a tough one.
And what it is, it does seem like it's harder than usual to get a read on the district this year as we head into that. Give us your thoughts on the district race overall. Nobody other than the Vipers and Round Rock has really stood out in terms of the wins and losses so far. Now, one thing we know, there's going to be a huge target on the Vipers' back.
Yeah. Well, if you look at all the teams, you know, Hutto has lost to two really good teams, and they barely lost, almost came back and beat Temple, and we know how good Temple program is. So I almost beat them. You've got McNeil, who got after Del Valle, but then has lost. I think Harker Heights, he lost to Harker Heights last week. I think Harker Heights is a really good team. So, but you can tell they're improved. McNeil is. Then you've got Vista with some new quarterbacks. They've got, I think, two quarterbacks going, but they barely lost on the road to always a tough Abilene team, and they've won a couple. Cedar Ridge, I mean, they didn't play great. This sounds like against Cedar Park, but then they come right back and just dominate the next week. Mm-hmm. Round Rock hasn't lost a game, and they beat Cedar Park, and so you know that's a quality win for them. Westwood has beaten Austin High. They've struggled a bit on defense this year, but they're always well coached and ready to play. I feel like I'm forgetting someone. Who am I forgetting? We already talked about Stoney.
I think
that's it, right? We talked about Cedar Ridge. So, you know, all of those guys, I think maybe the reason you're saying you can't get a beat is because I think we are more talented at the district this year. I think there's not, I'm not sure there's just a clear cut. You know, it's going to be a great challenge each week. Stoney has definitely improved back to this week's opponent from last year. Mm-hmm. And they've got two playmakers. And, you know, when you don't just have one, you have two. It is very difficult for a defense to figure out who are you focusing on. And then they'll hit you on defense. So they're going to be one of the contenders, I guarantee it, for one of the four playoff spots.
Well, as I say, a page out of your playbook and every coach's playbook everywhere, take them one at a time. Any final thoughts before game number one Friday night?
No, you know, we're still on the road, so we would love to see everybody dress in white, white out, and see everybody over at Kelly Reeves, and hopefully we can find a way to go 1-0.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Merle.
Vandegrift Vipers head coach Drew Sands, the guest here on the pregame show. We'll take a break and be right back in time for the kickoff. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting. Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandegrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians online at texasfp.com. Texas Family Physicians at River Place. texasfp.com.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Hi, I'm Daryl Foytek, owner of Advantage Austin Properties and a proud sponsor of our Vandegrift Vipers football team. Advantage Austin Properties is your Four Points area experts for all your real estate needs. My wife, Annie, and I have been Four Points area residents for over 15 years and provide potential homeowners a wealth of knowledge and information about the Four Points area. Please call Advantage Austin Properties at 512-418-0594 or visit livinginfourpoints.com for more information.
From the UPO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. This is The Horn.
Complex, Vandegrift, the Stony Point, both interdistrict play in good shape. The Vipers are 3-0, and the Stony Point Tigers are 2-1. And finally, a familiar opposing coach as we introduce Zach's pick six. Zach Lucero, is that one of the storylines you're following tonight with the coach Craig Trescher down there on the sidelines?
Yeah, yes, sir. We'll get to that. That's going to be one of our top ones. So some of the top storylines for this weekend around the area. Number six, Huddle offense finally catching stride with the big 44-21 win over Westwood yesterday here in this exact same facility. I think this is a team that is really going to compete for that playoff spot that they missed so dearly last year. Jalen Banks had 200 yards rushing against Temple a couple weeks ago and over 100 yards and a touchdown yesterday against Westwood. This kid did not play last year due to an injury. So this is a guy, a new wrinkle to the offense that we'll see still running two quarterbacks in Grayson Doggett and Will Hammond, only a sophomore. And they're going to love throwing to Jay Lambert, as usual, who already has over 400 yards and 5 touchdowns on the season. Number five storyline so far, LBJ, a legitimate state contender, with a 41-34 win over Liberty Hill yesterday. This is a Liberty Hill team that was a state semifinalist back in 2020 last year in 5A classification, which is bigger than LBJ, who only competes in 4A. And another familiar name, speaking of Hutto, Kyron Miller, who played running back and defensive end for the Hippos last year, is a game changer now for the Jags, playing on both sides of the ball. And finally, number four, before we get to kickoff, can Round Rock continue the hot streak into district, scoring over 41 points per game with wins over Midway and Cedar Park behind Mason Cochran, who was kind of a dark horse for that quarterback position after they received move-in transfer from Florida quarterback Dylan Burke. They take on Cedar Ridge tonight at Dragon Stadium.
All right, Zach, we'll get to the other half of Zach's pick six right after the kickoff. Vipers won the coin toss, deferred. They will start off on defense, kicking off from left to right in the road. White jerseys and pants, black numerals, black helmet with the chrome pinstripe across the top. Stony Point in the navy blue jerseys, white numerals, white pants, white helmet with the familiar Stony Point insignia on the side. The ball's in the air from Clayton Moore, the Lone Ranger, and we are underway from the Kelly Reese Athletic Center. Up to the 20-yard line, to the 25, to the near side, to the 30, to the 35. Something we were worried about in the pregame, to the 40, and knocked out of bounds at the 43-yard line. One of the two guys that Scott was talking about, Cameron Cook, has Stony Point in great shape.
Yeah, Coach was talking to me about him before the game, just finding ways, not necessarily to kick to him, but, you know, it's hard to kick it away from him because they can, you know, between Cook and Leonard, you know, those guys are ranging around back there, and great return, and the Tigers start with great field position.
There's not much else to kick it other than out of
bounds.
First down 10 at the 42-yard line. Sophomore quarterback Ivan Viejas. Ian at quarterback to line up in the pistol. One receiver wide right, one to the near side. And a collision in the backfield, but they get the handoff up, and that's about all they can say about that play. Is the Viper defense there. A 1-yard pickup, second down, Zach.
You know, talking to real quick before I get to my pick six, talking to coach before on the sideline before the game started, he said they're really going to try to come after this quarterback, saying he's probably one of the more inexperienced quarterbacks in the district. And, Scott, you know the best way to fluster an inexperienced quarterback is to bring pressure.
Absolutely. Pressure is your best friend and makes for great pass defense.
Second down and 9, dropping back to Viejas. Vegas dumps it off and caught at the 40-yard line to the 45 and hit hard. Falls forward to the 49-yard line, about 3 yards shy of the first down. Going to bring up a 3rd down and 3, the reception made by Austin Stevens.
Yeah, good call there by the Stony Point offensive staff. That's the best way to combat pressure, try to slow that down. They knew it was coming, and they called the screen right out of the gate.
You know, screens have been, as long as I've covered Vandegrift team, always been kind of a weakness. They're kind of a little bit oversized,
so
a little bit undersized, and if you can get those linemen out in space, they're going to have trouble.
Big third down early, handoff up the middle right side, wrapped up, and going to be dropped for a big loss.
Big hit.
Crashing in backside, Sterling Emerson said, no, sir, and the Vipers forced a punt early.
You know, that's a big play. I mean, we're going to get to him later in my Zach's pick six. Number three, who the heck is Nike Dallas FC? The school is playing Marble Falls later today in Marble Falls. Listed online, it says Sports and Fine Arts Academy, maybe the area's Bishop Sycamore.
4th down and 4. Tigers showing like they're going to go for it here.
I'm
nobody
try to draw the Vipers
off
sides. Yeah. Quick kick.
Good snap back and pretty good high punt into the air.
It looks like they were fully set there, nope. Merle. I think we're going to back them up 5 yards and try it again, unless the Vipers lined up off sides, which would be unfortunate.
That would
but
be.
They're going to go to a more conventional punt here.
Yeah, Marble Falls 3-0 coming into tonight. Probably their best start since Todd Dodge was there in 2012-2017. As we go to this punt, a lot of pointing back and forth on those penalties, and we don't get to see the referee guy in the studio that we can cut to and ask him what he saw on that play.
Well, you know, the Marble Falls went with Coach Brian Herman last year. He installed the slot tee coming from Liberty Hill. It takes a while to get used to that, and maybe they've got to figure it out out there now.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it work for Liberty Hill.
Oh,
we
yeah.
just talked about a loss to LBJ, but that's a team that's probably going to contend for a state championship.
Good snap back. And a short wobbly kick.
Another flag.
Got to roll inside the 29-yard line all the way down to the 27, but we'll check the flag. That gives you time to sneak in another pick six, Jack.
Number two on my Zach's pick six, Hutchison's Mavericks take on the new-look Rangers. We all know former Vandegrift defensive coordinator Scott Hermes took over that job at McNeil. Luke Hutchison is a guy that's finally healthy at that quarterback position. Hasn't been fully healthy since 2019, didn't play at all in 2020. And I'm sure Vandegrift guys remember this is a guy that started for 4 years. A team that has Hutchison behind center is always going to give trouble, even to some of the best teams like Vandegrift. And Vista Ridge trying to do much of the same, figuring out the quarterback position with Pflugerville transfer Dez Thomas, who actually got benched game one, but has sort of settled into that role for the
I'm a big Scott Hermes fan.
Yeah.
He was a great assistant under Coach Sanders at Vandegrift, and I know he's going to have the Mavericks program pointed in the right direction.
You know, it's all about the pieces, and Luke Hutchinson's a guy that can really be kind of like that program-defining piece. That's a guy that started since he was a freshman, so if he's going to have a good year, it's going to be this one.
Procedure the call in Stony Point. They add 5 yards onto their turn. So the Vipers take over. First down, 10 going from left to right at the 33-yard line. Braden Buchanan in a quarterback handoff to Ryan Shepard. He cuts it up to the 35, puts the shoulder down, and pounds it out to about the 38-yard line. Didn't look like much, but he got a 5-yard pickup.
Now, if we look at our sideline at about the 35, we'll see number 44. Chambers, a linebacker that Coach Sanders is worried about, injured in the scrimmage, hasn't seen playing time since, so that'll be an interesting story to follow.
That's unfortunate for that young man. He's been there for a couple years. Pass over to the far sideline, incomplete, and there's going to be a flag. They were hanging on to young Mr. Beecham to try to slow him down.
I don't blame him, but you could see, I mean, he was literally holding on to Reese Beecham's jersey the entire time down the left
sideline.
And
Beecham was still behind him.
And he still almost got it, but he's having to readjust his jersey inside his shoulder pads. That's a dead giveaway.
Braden Buchanan with the distance at quarterback last week, 17 out of 21 for 270 yards, 3 touchdowns, 639 yards on the season. Beecham, another 8 receptions for 83 yards. Greenland Spring, a couple of receptions. So if they key on number one too much, Greenland Spring is going to hurt them.
Yeah, just another day at the office for these guys. And I think, you know, as many weapons that are emerging for this Viper offense, it's given opposing defensive coordinators absolute fits. I don't know how you game plan to stop them all.
First down at the 48-yard line for the Vipers. Hand off up the middle, Shepard across the midfield stripe down to the 49-yard line, a 3-yard pickup up the gut. Didn't realize it, but I saw some of the articles about the last week's game, all the connections that Ryan Shepard's mom had with San Angelo Central, all that kind of stuff. That's pretty cool.
Dude, that's a nice lady. She's always
Jill Shepard
up in the press box.
That's right.
Shout out to her for sure.
4-yard pickup. Play action pass from Buchanan. Looking downfield. Good protection. All day to throw. Shakes off one tackler and gets it out to about the 38-yard line where it's batted away. Tried to get it into Jack Nelson.
Yeah, good coverage that time by the Stony Point secondary. Buchanan had all day to throw.
And, man, he's just a big kid. You saw that guy just bounce off of him right there.
He's
That's
strong.
A big kid.
Yep.
It's a D1 catcher.
That's right.
Yeah, if they give him that much time, he's going to find somebody.
Yeah, I really like what I see from that Viper offensive line so far, really establishing the point of attack on a few running plays to start this game. And great pass protection that time. That's a good sign here to start.
One receiver wide left. Trips here to the near side. Third down and 6 from the 48-yard line. Hand off Shepard to the 45. He dives forward for the first down to the 40-yard line. Vipers move the chains.
Yeah, Coach Sanders talked a little bit about how that O-line's coming together, and it seemed like they do it every year. They reload those guys.
Right.
They get credit to the program and the way they develop them. But we see that sort of that progression every week.
First down at the 40-yard line. Hand off right side, breaks a tackle. Shepard bouncing to the near sideline at the 30-25 and out of bounds at the 21.
You know, it seemed kind of eerie in that first game, not seeing Ryan burst these big runs like we know he's capable of. Division I lacrosse player has really started to come into his own, kind of being the Ryan Shepard of years past, now wearing that number 0.
Yeah.
First down or 10 for the Vipers at the 22-yard line. Buchanan rolling left, looking downfield. Pump fake, fires, fade pattern, left side. Nelson caught into the end zone. Did he catch it? Caught, touchdown. I knew he caught it. I didn't know if he came down in bounds.
Man, you were talking about Grayland Spring. Jack Nelson, number 15. I feel like 15 is just a good jersey number to wear if you're a Vandegrift Viper.
It's a good jersey number to wear no matter what. 15, let's face it.
Yeah, yeah. Minnesota has some good 15.
That's right, a lot of big-time players. But, yeah, that was beautiful. You know, Buchanan rolling to his left. Gave Nelson an opportunity to just go in and take that one away. Vipers made it look easy.
You know, good. Graylin Springs kind of had that Jack Nelson role last year, kind of the unknown guy, not the guy you're going to key on, and Jack Nelson's taking advantage of that.
Hayden Arnold, 16 out of 16 on point after attempts. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and he's now 17 out of 17. You got one more, Zach?
Yeah, one more. Final Zach's pick six, the number one storyline tonight. We saw it in the first possession, Vandegrift linebackers versus Cam Cook. Talked to Coach Sanders, who actually agreed with me. This kid might be the best offensive player in the district. Recently picked up an offer from Utah, his first FBS offer. He really flashed in their 69-point performance over Coppers Cove in week one. Already has 7 touchdowns on the season, but I think the Vandegrift linebackers are probably the only unit in the district that would be good enough to stop him. Watch out for Slater Swarwood, who, in my opinion, is so far the newcomer of the year on defense, and Max Yule, who missed the San Angelo game with injury, but probably one of the key pieces of that linebacking core.
Yeah, so far, yeah, Viper linebackers won, and Stony Point nothing, but I'll tell you what, I personally would cast a vote for a Viper player for best offensive player in the district so far, based upon what we've seen from number one.
Yeah,
he's
exactly
had a great start, but a long way to go still.
Well, thank you, Zach. Zach Lucero's pick six, new feature we introduced this week. So
yeah, hopefully I'll bring that every week. Just kind of learn something about some of the teams that aren't wearing Viper black and silver, and see what we're up against for the rest of the year.
All those other teams.
Yeah, all the other teams.
Hey,
yeah.
It's good to have a preview. See what we're gonna run into down the road.
7-0 Vipers. Just underway. 8.5 to go first quarter here from Kelly Reese Athletic Center. Beautiful night. Very few clouds in the sky. Temperature today about 90 degrees, so upper 80s now. And the kickoff from Clayton Moore over the far sideline. Caught at the 21-yard line. Oh, trying to stay in bounds. It couldn't. And
yeah, that's tough. He almost, you know, could have let that go out of
bounds. Yeah, I thought that was going out of bounds.
But really well placed. And Ed Wolkind, who's been kind of the long-time special teams coordinator for that for the Vipers, you know, you better believe he's spending some extra time watching video and game planning to figure out how to keep the ball away from number four and number five.
I mean, you'd almost even take if it goes out of bounds if you're not giving up, not a chance of giving up six.
You don't want to give up a home run. Yeah.
So Stony Point comes out. First down and 10, their second possession of the evening from their own 21-yard line, ball on the far hash going from right to left. And quarterback's going to keep it himself. And a nice hole this time out across the 26 before he slides safely into second base. Picked up 4 yards on the play, second and six.
You know, it's funny you say that. He's actually a baseball-first guy. That quarterback job opened up, and they went over to the baseball team and got this kid, Ivan, to come out. And he's done a really good job so far bringing his team to a 2-1 record.
26 out of 37, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception so far on the season. Second down and 6 from the 25. 1 receiver wide right, 2 to the near side. Going to try it again up the middle and stacked up this time for about a 2-yard pickup. Going to bring up a third down call at a long 3 from the 27-yard line.
And he's trying to take advantage of the fact that the Vipers are definitely going to key on Cook and Leonard.
You know, I think that might have been some wildcat there because that was Leonard that kept that ball. That wasn't Viegas. So I think just with the inexperience of the quarterback, I think you might see some of that look with putting one of those guys behind center.
Big third down coming up here for the Viper defense. Third and 4 from the 27-yard line. 7:27 to go, 7-0 Vipers on top. Viegas underneath and caught right there at the 28-yard line and wrestled the turf immediately.
Yeah, they're trying to find any way they can to get the ball in those guys' hands, but that time Jackson Oliver was right there to just swallow that one.
Jayden Leonard probably wishes he had dropped that
one. Yeah, he just ate that one up.
You know, we talked about Vandegrift being undersized sometimes. Jackson Oliver is not a guy that's going to be undersized.
Yeah, he's not undersized. Good-sized corner.
4th and 3, punting unit back on here for the Tigers. They don't look settled again. We kind of saw that in the first punt. Snap back. Spiral kick turns over. Reese Beecham with a fair catch. Call for made at the 41-yard line. Let's sneak in a quick break. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Family time, anytime. Always worth every dime. On our way, chicken eat. Unbelievable, sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best. Not to mention all the rest. Chicken tea's the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of size to make a meal. Chicken E, it's for real. Follow me to Chicken E. Gotta have their sweet tea.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
Pass on the right side to Grayland Spring. Picks up about 13 yards to make it first and 10 at the Stony Point 45-yard line. And then on the next play, a handoff left side to Ryan Shepherd goes nowhere. So it's second down and 10 from the Tiger 45-yard line as we come back. Merle Bertrand, Scott Schaffner. Here's Echo Sarah heading down to the sidelines. Shane Shawinski helping out on stats, helping out with the video production. Second and 10 from the 45-yard line, 5:50 to go, first quarter. Vipers up 7-0. Buchanan, play action, swings it out right side, and just a little bit low and behind Miles Colbin. And yeah. Now a little contact here on the near side.
I like that, though. You got Grayland Spring out there kind of mixing it up with the corner. He was trying to set the edge and block that kind of run support out there, looking to get the ball into Miles Coleman's hands. But Grayland Spring.
Hey, look at the Grayland Spring. Look at the two corners. I don't think that would mess with him. He's got a good set of on both of them.
Yeah, it's the Vipers kind of like their size on the perimeter out wide, whether they're talking about offense or defense.
Third down and 10 from the 45-yard line of the Tigers. Buchanan dropping back. Good protection. Fires over the left side. Complete. And breaks a tackle to the 35. Far sideline. 30 to the 25. Knocked down to the 22-yard line.
Is that Beecham?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I can see the number. Yep. He caught that one about 8 yards downfield and just spun off the defense and picks up the first down for the Vipers.
Yeah, just kind of caught it right there in the zone. Just a quick little hook route. Breaks the tackle, and the Vipers are in business again.
Hand off up the middle and stacked up. I think it was Witt on the carry out down to the 20-yard line. Going to be about a 3-yard pickup. Second down and 7. 5:12 to go. First quarter, 7-0 Vandegrift.
Viper offense looking sharp so far. Kind of doing a little bit of everything. Nice mix of run and pass.
Yep.
Stony Point on their heels.
Just another Friday night for these guys. Two receivers to the near side, one wide left. Buchanan, handoff. No play action. Swings it over here to the near side. Complete to Coleman. Hit immediately at the 14-yard line. Helmet comes flying off. He took a shot but held out of the football.
Yeah, that was a big hit. And number 14, Lucas Morin. Their safety.
For all the size the Vipers have, Miles Coleman does not fit that category.
That's right. But he makes up for it. There's no substitute for speed. The coach said size just gets in the way. Speed kills.
Third and one from the 15. One receiver split out to either side. Shepherd lined up to the right side of Buchanan. Hand off Shepherd. Has the first down and more. Inside the 10 to the 5 and in the end zone. Touchdown, Vandegrift. Nobody touched him.
Yeah, great blocking by the Vandegrift offensive line. They are really controlling the line of scrimmage here to start this thing, Merle. Kind of getting a great push up front. Stony Point's got some size up front, too.
Yeah.
It's not it's not a physical mismatch. But the Vipers are dominating so far.
Hey, and Arnold on for the extra point. Out of the hold of Hudson Lilly. Good snap. Good hold. The kick is up. And it's good. 4:18 to go, first quarter. Vipers off to a great start, 14-0. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network.
The Austin housing market is growing faster than ever. Now is the time to give your local mortgage company a call. Eric Silvis with Guaranteed Rate can review your mortgage today. Buying or refinancing, let Eric Silvis and his experienced team of mortgage professionals guide you through the process so you can have a smooth, stress-free closing. With their competitive rates and local presence, they'll be your mortgage banker for life. Call them at 512-972-4818. Guaranteed Rate is an equal housing lender.
Subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 555863, company NMLS ID 2611, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Access licensed in Texas. Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
Welcome back to the Kelly Reeves Athletic Center. Merle Burch and Scott Schaffner here. 14-0 Vipers set to kick it off again from the 40-yard line. And another line drive kick over the far sideline. This one fielded at the 17, up to the 20. To the 25, to the 30. To the near sideline, 35, and finally shoved out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. As that was once again Jaden Leonard on the return to set up Stony Point. First down and 10 from their own 40.
Yeah, I think he can basically go get it wherever you kick it.
Right.
Unless you kick it out of bounds or in the end zone. That one, that time the Vipers tried to just pooch it short. He was able to come up and make the play. And Stony Point again with great field position. They haven't been able to capitalize
right
on it. That Viper defense has been up to the task so far.
Leonard's a weapon. 14 catches, 254 yards. That's 18.1 yards per catch with five touchdowns and also three rushing touchdowns. Handoff up the middle and dragon tackles. A flag comes flying in late. A four-yard pickup for Cameron Cook, but we'll check the flag. Probably coming back with a hold.
Yeah, Max Yule on the tackle that time. His dad, David Yule, checking in with us from Fayetteville, Arkansas. They've got dad's weekend, but he's multitasking.
Very cool.
Taking in the Viper game tonight.
I think UT fans are probably done with Arkansas for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Holding was the call. That'll put the Tigers back. Or no, that was it holding? That looks like 15 yards.
Well, it's maybe a spot from the spot. So, not sure where that occurred.
That's actually a 15-yard penalty, so it must have been maybe a chop block or something. It's first down and 25. Play action. Villegas over to the right side, complete. Out the far side, but out to the 30, and that's about it to the 32-yard line. It's about 6 or 7 yards back. They swing it out to Cameron Cook.
Did a nice job there. Jackson Oliver's coming on the corner blitz that time. It's like he just stumbled a little bit. Otherwise, he would have made life very difficult on Villegas.
3:33 to go first quarter. 14-0 Vandegrift. Stony Point with their third possession of the ball game, facing a second down and 17 from their own 32-yard line. Only one receiver to the left side in the slot position. Now a man comes in motion to go wide left. Villegas rolling to his left. Hit as he throws the football.
Oh,
and that ball is up in the air and caught by the Tigers to the 50, to the 45, to the 40. Down to the 35, to the 30. On the old tip drill, the Vipers could have had an interception, but they deflected it into Jane Leonard's hands, and he took the rest.
Yeah, should have been an interception by the Viper secondary that time. And then, unfortunately, tipped it to the wrong guy. So a big play there for the Tigers.
Well, if that's what they need to move the football, I still like our
chance. Yeah, I do
tonight,
too.
But it still counts.
That's right. You're not going to get a lot of those, but a little bit of a shot of momentum for the Tigers.
Got the fans back in the game.
Yep.
2:40 to go, first quarter. First down and 10, Stony Point at the Viper 30. Hand off left side. Hit the line of scrimmage, breaks free, and dives inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line. Hard running there by Cameron Cook to pick up about 8 yards.
Yeah, to break a couple of Viper tackles that time. Not something you see very often.
That's one thing I think Coach mentioned either this week or last week in the pregame, about how much better the Vipers are doing tackling.
Yeah, and he did say that, you know, in terms of open field tackling, they gave up the big, you know, the long run last week, so that's something that they emphasized in practice. It's going to serve them well tonight. The tackle will find a way to tackle these guys in the open field.
Gain of 7, second and 3 from the Viper 23. Two receivers wide right, one to the near side. Handoff up the middle. Cook bouncing to the right side, inside the 20, and stays on his feet, looking for more up the far sideline of the 15, inside the 10, all the way down to about the 9-yard line.
Again, great example of just how difficult Cameron Cook is to bring down that time. He just kind of bounced it outside.
Yeah.
Viper defender tried to grab a leg, and he just shook it off.
Not a real big guy, but strong. It's first and goal for the Tigers just inside the 10. Villegas Hand off, Cook, left side off left tackle, trying to turn the corner, cuts it up at the 5. I'm pinned in at about the 4-yard line and dives down to the 2 or the 1. They're going to give him the 2, second and goal from there.
Stony Point going with a different sort of look now in the goal line situation. Villegas comes out. Sure that they're going to come up with some sort of wildcat.
Inside of a minute.
They get Corey Thomas, I think number 6 in the game, to block. And
Wildcat to Leonard.
It's Jaden Leonard, yeah.
But the flag comes in, so they may not have been set just right. Either that or a delay penalty. Procedure
yeah,
the call.
Start,
that'll
yeah.
push it back 5 yards.
Yeah, going with a little bit of a different package here.
Yeah.
They were down inside the 5. We'll see if they they're back to their kind of conventional look with Villegas back in at quarterback.
Sometimes that's all it takes to stall the drive with this Viper defense. Chance to regroup here. Second down, a goal from the 7. Clock rolling again. 33 seconds to go opening quarter.
You're going to have to call a timeout. Yep.
So timeout in the field. Let's try to sneak it in with them. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network.
Card My Yard. When good news comes your way, skip the card and stake the yard. It's the easiest way to decorate for any celebration. We do all the work for you. Book your order online and we'll set up the surprise and take down the decorations afterwards. Grand opening, anniversary, or any special occasion. Card My Yard. 95 franchises throughout the U.S. Now a proud sponsor of your school. Visit cardmyyard.com today.
For Aaron Turnley of Coldwell Banker Realty, home is where the heart is. A licensed realtor since 1999, Aaron Turnley has been providing turnkey real estate services since 2003. Aaron consistently ranks in the top 10% of all 94,000 Coldwell Banker agents worldwide, and she knows the community. She's been part of a Pop Warner or Viper family since landing here in Austin in 2013. For more information, visit AaronTurnley.com. Aaron Turnley of Coldwell Banker Realty, guiding you home since 2003.
Welcome back. Second down, a goal coming up from the 7-yard line.
Another opportunity for the Viper D to sort of bend but not break.
Two receivers wide to the right, one to the near side. Villegas back in a quarterback. Rolls to his left, a little bit of a bootleg under pressure, and breaks free, but he's going to go down to the 6-yard line. Managed to pick up a yard. But Max Ewell was there to drag him down with some help.
Yeah, Max Ewell got him from behind, but great pressure by that Viper D up front. Sets up a big third down.
And that's going to be the final play of the first quarter. So a good quarter for the Vandegrift Vipers comes to an end up 14-0. We'll take another break. Be back for quarter number 2. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the ABC Home Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Hey, Viper football fans, we'd like to say congratulations to Four Points Rugby on their 2021 state championship. Four Points Rugby is built on an attitude of respect, sportsmanship, accountability, and character. If you're tough enough to be a Viper football fan, maybe you're tough enough to join Four Points Rugby Club. There's no rugby experience necessary. To join or get more information about Four Points Rugby Club, contact us at fourpointsrugbyclub@gmail.com. Come win another state championship with Four Points Rugby in 2022.
Hi, Viper fans. This is Krista Spring, top sales agent with the HD Realty Team.
Hi, this is Holly Dees, broker owner of the HD Realty Team. Together, Krista and our team have over 20 years of real estate experience.
As busy current and former Viper moms, we love helping our Vipers and their families make moves happen on and off the field.
HD Realty Team would love to help with your next move. Call Krista Spring or Holly Dees today.
Go Vipers! Hashtag run it back. Go number 11. Hashtag water moccasin.
Welcome back to the Kelly Reed Athletic Center. Laura Richard and Scott Schaffner here. Zach Lucero down on the sidelines. Derek Cohen back at the Austin Radio Network studio. Shane Shalinski on the video side and keeping stats for us as well. Quarter number 2 about ready to get underway. That's a big play coming up.
Yeah,
here, Scott.
Big play. And, you know, it's just funny how sometimes these games and Vipers had all the momentum in the world, and then you get just a kind of a strange tip and turns into a big play. It should have been an interception going the other way, and Vipers really, you know, had a good handle on this game. But the Tigers have responded.
Hand off on the jet sweep right side, and they fooled me. They're going to go into the far end zone on the far side, and that's a touchdown. Stony Point, Cameron Cook Did they do a reverse?
Yeah, they did a reverse. And it was another strange play because actually the exchange, that last exchange, where Cameron Cook ended up dropping it. So I think that further caused the Viper defense to freeze a little bit, and then no one could catch him as he just outran him to the pylon. But kind of a strange couple of plays there that have ignited this Tiger offense, and that's football.
Yeah, exactly right.
Vipers have been dominating so far, but you get a couple of strange plays in here, and we got ourselves a game.
Rainier Baldini for the extra point, and he knocks it through. So 11:53 to go in the second quarter. We got a football game again, 14-7 to score. We'll take a break and turn it back over to the offense. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you got to feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. At a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long distance meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. Better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order for Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandegrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
Well, the first quarter was pretty darn easy for the Vipers, but that 20-point catch a couple of breaks in the back of the football game, the 14-7. We'll see how the Viper offense responds.
They literally averted disaster twice in that drive, but sometimes that's what it takes.
Bottaru with the kickoff. Line drive to the 15-yard line, going to be returned up to the 20 to the 25. To the 30 to the 35 to the 40 up the far sideline. To the 50, to the 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, and knocked out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Miles Coleman, the speedster, as you said, Scott, no substitute for speed.
No substitute for speed, and that was one of the things that Coach Sanders pointed out to me. They thought they had a shot if they were that this kickoff coverage team for the Tigers has been a little bit vulnerable, well set up for a big Viper return, and Miles Coleman is just the man for that job.
Yes, he is.
Got some great blocking up front, found a little crease, and he was off and running, so Viper's offense in business here.
Right. Mark it at the 41. I don't see a flag, so he may have stepped out of bounds on the far sideline. Still good field position, just not as good as we thought. First down and 10 at the Tiger 41. One receiver wide right, two to the near side. And Buchanan, I think, is going to call a timeout.
Yeah, they had there was a little mix-up in terms of personnel, who they wanted on the field, and maybe intended to have Miles Coleman in on that play. He might have been just a little error.
You know what I like about that, though? He didn't just calmly call timeout. He angrily called timeout.
Yeah, he wasn't happy. He saw. Whatever call he had, he really liked it.
Yeah.
But he just did not have time to get the snap off. The play clock was running down. But heads up play by Buchanan to prevent the lost yardage play.
And I like the take charge attitude behind it.
Yep. So another opportunity for the Viper offense just to sort of regain momentum after that strange drive by the Tigers. But, you know, there were a couple of weird plays in there, but the thing we definitely saw was how dangerous some of their skill players are, you know, namely Cameron Cook and Jaden Leonard.
So after the timeout, the Vipers back on the field, first and 10 again at the Stony Point 41-yard line. Ball on the far hash, Vipers moving from right to left. Buchanan, handoff Shepard off right tackle. Inside the 40, pushes the pile down to the 38-yard line. About a 2-yard pickup, second and 8. Got the email open now that we've settled in here. Voice of the Vipers, all one word, plural. voiceofthevipers@gmail.com. Let us know where you're tuned into on this late summer evening. Week 4 already, I'm not sure.
Yeah, week 4. Another glorious night for football.
Yes.
Clear skies, beautiful moon. Friday night under the lights.
Second down and 8 from the Tiger 39. Shepard again, right side, cuts it back up, puts his head down, pounds it inside. Oh. Fumble, ball's on the carpet. The Vipers get back on it at the 38-yard line, but that cost them a couple yards.
Yeah, fortunate there. Number 61, Juan Gutierrez, offensive lineman, on the spot there to recover that fumble. and they really raked it in, you know, raked that ball out.
Yeah. Would have been about a four-yard pickup.
Yep.
It's about a two-yard pickup instead. So a big third down coming up here. Third and seven from the 38. 10:37 to go first half. 14-7 Vandergrift. Buchanan dropping back. Good protection again. Looking down. Now the pocket breaks down. Giving ground all the way back to his 40. Now he's got a lot of room in front of him. To the 50, to the 45, to the 40, up the far sideline, and stays on his feet and dives for the first down to the 31-yard line.
That's a great effort by Braden Buchanan that time. Had a lot of green in front of him, and then to get those last five, he just lowered his shoulder and dragged a tackler beyond the sticks, and they're going to give him the first down.
Boy, the sideline, the Vipers on the far sideline just erupted with that effort.
Yeah, they love to see that kind of stuff. And last couple plays, you saw him, you know, call that timeout with a little bit of an edge.
Yep.
And was determined to pick up the first down after being chased way out of the pocket that time.
Empty back set now for Buchanan. Trips to the right side in a triangle. Two receivers here near side. And receiver screen to the right side to Shepard. Gets by the first tackler and knocked down at the 26-yard line. About a five-yard pickup, second and five. That's just a long handoff with two blockers in front of you.
That's right. You know, love getting the ball out to your skilled players like Ryan Shepard out in space with a couple blockers in front.
They give him four, second and six, and the 27.
Vipers slowing down the tempo here a little bit.
Trips here to the near side, one wide right. Alex Witt in the game at running back, lined up to the left side. They're going to give it to Witt, trying to turn the corner on the right wing, gets the corner turned inside the 20 and knocked out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. He got there in a hurry, Scott.
Yeah, he sure did. He got a great block on the edge by Luke Collins, big number 77. Not easy for those guys to get out in front and kind of seal that off, but that time Alex Witt followed him and was able to turn the corner and pick up another Viper first down.
Same formation. Ball spotted officially at the 18, first down and 10. Again, three receivers near side. Vipers going right to left. Buchanan, handoff up the middle. Witt again. Straight up the gut this time, down to about the 15-yard line. A gain of about three, maybe four. We're going to bring up second down. Went 9-10 to go first half, 14-7 Vandegrift.
Yeah, Viper's doing a nice job. Just kind of working the clock, just methodically driving it down the field.
Buchanan fires back. A lot of contact at about the 2-yard line. There's a flag, two flags coming in. As once again, Reese Beecham targeted in more ways than once.
Yeah, was that Beecham? Or
I think it was Beecham.
From the far side of the field trying to get a number, but that looked like feet got tangled up.
Waiting for him to turn around. I think I saw a glimpse of number one.
Yeah, he's going to get a lot of attention.
No, it's 11. That's Grayland Spring.
Yeah, Grayland Spring.
Now, who's Beecham up here on the near side?
But Spring, he had him. He was trying to run a slant route and had his defender beat to the inside. And I think that was the only choice he had. Otherwise, that would have been an easy touchdown.
It's no fair to have number one, number 11. That's too close.
Especially if you're seeing double.
Yeah. The first and goal for the Vipers at the 7. Two receivers now on near side. Buchanan with the empty back set. They send Coleman in motion left to right. Fake the handoff to him. Buchanan's going to take it himself, diving towards the goal line into the end zone. Touchdown. He's still running.
Yeah, really nice drive by Braden Buchanan. Some attitude.
Flags.
Oh, there's some flags there. That might have been a little extracurricular activity. We'll see who they call it on.
He definitely turned around and looked down at the
Whitney
tackler.
Yeah, turned down on the guy who was laying on the ground that he just ran over to get into the end zone. Don't know if somebody grabbed his foot or if they were exchanging pleasantries. We'll see.
The holidays are coming after all.
Yeah. Or they're talking to both coaches, so it may be that there was just sort of unsportsmanlike on both teams offsetting, and there will be a...
Yeah, they only call it on the Vipers, so probably going to be enforced on the kickoff.
Which is not what the Vipers need.
Right.
Especially when you think about the level of danger associated with the two kick returners for the Tigers.
Arnold on for the extra point. Good snap and hold. Kick is up. Looks good from here. And he splits the upright. So 8:49 to go first half, 21-7 under an almost full moon. Vipers on top. We'll take a break and turn it over to the defense. Brandon Good Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
You know the expression, put your money where your mouth is? It's like when you're really sure of something, you put your money where your mouth is? Well, anyway, at Doghouse, we're so sure we have the best hot dogs, sausages, and burgers in Texas, we're putting our money where your mouth is. Stop at a Doghouse 4 points for your free house dog, sausage, or burger after texting Vipers to 833-440-1100. Vipers to 833-440-1100. Doghouse, absolute worst.
Considering buying, selling, or leasing property in the Austin area? Kim Krant Allison, Realtor with Caldwell Banker Realty, has been in Austin for over 25 years and is a Four Points area resident, proud Vandergriff parent, and supporter of Viper football. Whether you'd like to learn what your home might sell for, purchase a vacation home, or invest in real estate, Kim is the perfect partner to help you achieve your goals. Contact Kim Krant Allison at cbrealty.com or visit kimsellsatx.com today. Kim Krant Allison, Realtor with Caldwell Banker Realty.
Let's see what Ed Wolkind and his special teams unit here have up their sleeve. You and I are calling for him just to pound it down there as far as he can, but kick it out of bounds.
Exactly, yeah.
Make him set up shop at the 35.
And he squibs it along the ground and fielded by one of the upmen there at the 45
yard line.
Tackle. Good tackle.
Woo.
At the 41. Coming in backside. I think that was Brett Gillespie coming in and knocked that
down.
Yeah,
it was Gillespie. Boy, like a missile. Came in there, kicked it to the right guy, and instead of just getting up the field and taking what he had, he tried to run laterally and Gillespie. So it was negative yardage on the return. So Vipers, given the circumstances there.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Got an email from Mr. Swartwood. Says, woohoo, shout out to Slater Swartwood and Vipers defense. Push those Tigers back from Mimi and Yeses in Hurricane City, New Orleans.
Slater Swartwood featured in one of Zach's pick sixes.
Yeah.
So far, Zach's pick for the newcomer of the year in the district.
Hand off up the middle. Tripped up as he tried to make the cut. And that's one way to slow down number four, Cameron Cook.
Yeah, you know, that's what you got to do with guys that are that explosive. Just never let them to get out of first or second gear.
VoiceOfTheVipers@gmail.com, all one word plural for the email. Second down and 11 from the 43-yard line. 8:23 to go first half. Vanna gets up 21-7. Trips now wide left for the Tigers. One here to the near side. Moving on the lines, and there's your flag. Boy, the Vipers are so smart. They pointed it out immediately.
Yeah, that's right. And they're so disruptive up front.
Yep.
You know, their front three continue to give opponents fits.
And I mentioned in the pregame interview, the Vipers seem to allow the quota as one drive per game.
Yep.
Stony Point's had their drive now.
Love the way they make adjustments. I think they also have been able to calibrate the speed on the other side of the ball a little bit.
Yeah. Second down and 16 after the penalty. Dropping back. Pires over here to the near side. And picked off to the 45 to the 40. And knocked down there at the 38-yard line. Beautiful hands off the tip by Griffin Schaefer.
Yeah, the Vipers the beneficiaries of the tip that time. So the throw was just a little bit high.
Yep.
And again, he was looking for Cameron Cook, I believe, on that.
I think you're right.
Merle, and just went off of his fingertips.
Schaefer, a nice shoot and top catch.
Yeah, he had to pick that one right off the turf.
So the Vipers in business after the turnover. First down and 10 at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, field position has been the Vipers' friend
so
far tonight. Not that their offense so far has needed any help. And it's like we've got Reese Beecham in the game at quarterback.
Haven't seen this for a couple of weeks. He is so deadly. Spring comes in motion left to right. Beecham going to swing it out right side. This could might be a halfback pass to Buchanan. Back over to Beecham, near side, caught at the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 25-20. He's going to go. Touchdown, Vandegrift. Coach Mauser, the mad wizard, strikes again.
Yeah, you love it. You know, the thing is, we should have noticed that Braden Buchanan was lined up right. And as soon as you saw that pass, Merle, you called it right. We've got a perfect angle to see that was actually a backward pass. Sets up perfectly for the old quarterback throwback, but it was literally the quarterback throwing it back to his receiver. Got two guys out there that can fling it.
Yeah.
And there was literally no one from the Stony Point Tiger defense. It was a Viper convoy down the left side of the field.
So they get the turnover, and it takes them one play with razzle-dazzle to capitalize. Arnold with the extra point. Drills it through. 7:41 to go in the first half. Vipers have opened it up a little bit, 28-7. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
There's good, then there's Mighty Fine. Thank you, Mighty Fine Texas, for supporting the Vipers football. Enjoy classic Texas burgers how you love them. Red, yeller, white, or all of the above. Add a side of fries, onion rings, or if you're in the mood for a little of both, just ask for free. Don't forget to add a hand-dipped milkshake and make it a meal. Five locations across Austin, including the trailer, just around the corner at Four Points.
Tomlin Family Orthodontics believes you should have the straight smile you deserve at any age. Dr. Travis Tomlin designs individualized care plans to create beautiful, straight smiles for all his patients. Traditional braces to Invisalign, Tomlin Family Orthodontics uses cutting-edge technology to make treatment effective and efficient. Great orthodontic care is only a few minutes away. For more information or to schedule your complimentary consultation, visit us online at TomlinFamilyOrthodontics.com.
The Vipers bounce right back. They lead it here with 7:41 to go in the first half. Set to kick it off going from right to left on the right side. Short, high kick over here to the near side. Fair catch call for made at the 32-yard line. Want to give a shout-out to my mom tuning in the broadcast from the great state of Illinois. Turned into a Viper fan during baseball season
all right,
last spring.
Good.
So.
Obviously a big fan of the voice of the Vipers, too.
Checks in the mail, Mom. She's a big-time sports fan, big-time Cubs fan, Bears fan, University of Illinois.
Yeah, you and I should have a little, you know, a little chocolate donut wager or something because you got the Bears and Bengals going on Sunday.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Interesting storyline there with the quarterback situation.
Yeah, Justin Fields, and looks like Andy Dalton's going to be starting against his old team, and then see how long it takes him to put Justin Fields in.
Hand off left side out across the 35 to the 37-yard line to Cook. If he values his job, he won't wait too long.
That's right. He's like, I love it. Well, we're going to develop him a little bit. 3 weeks is probably enough.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to get
all right,
serious.
Go get him, young
sir. That's right. You're ready.
Second and five. They picked up 5 yards on the play. Second and five from the 38-yard line. 7:16 to go first half, 28-7 Vandegrift. Hand off again, Cook this time. Nope, quarterback's going to keep it himself. And he is going to slide down safely at the 40-yard line, a 2-yard pickup, because Viegas had about 3 wide shirts waiting to intercept themselves.
That's right. He was wanted no part of that.
Third down and 3 from the 40.
Wise choice to just, like you said, slide into second, live to fight another day.
Clock continuing to roll here. 6:45 to go first half, 28-7 Vandegrift. One receiver, now 2 receivers wide left. 2 to the near side. Vipers showing blitz. They're coming. Picked up nicely by the Tigers, and a flag comes in to blow everything dead.
Yeah, it must be a false start. They're blowing this thing dead. I think it's that relentless pressure from the Viper defense that's just got the guys up front a little jumpy, understandably so. This isn't the first time we've seen that.
Email from Robert Dallas says, go Vipers, great hustle. Aunt Nancy and Uncle Robert give a big shout-out to Drew and David Scott from beautiful Cedar Creek Lake. Congratulations on a great start to the season. Playoff bound, question mark? It starts tonight.
That's right.
Trips here to the near side, 1 wide left. Third down and 8 coming up.
Oh, that was
a nice
play.
And now Coach is going to go back to the reverse play, the 45 to the 50, to the 45. Stays on his feet to the 40. To the 37-yard line, Vipers, and a flag comes in late. That's going to tack on another 15.
Yep, they tackled him way out of bounds. But really nifty looking sort of play there with the fake, almost the sort of Statue of Liberty play. And you were able to get the ball to Cameron Cook there, got him out in space, and you just see what kind of open field runner he is. But then the Vipers eventually caught him, but dragged him down just out of bounds.
So the nice pickup with another 15 yards tacked down puts the ball down to the Vandegrift 21-yard line.
And I think that's something that Coach Sanders is going to, I'm sure he'll comment on, is that their offense is explosive enough. They've got weapons. Vipers don't need to help them. And the 2 drives where they've had some success, the Vipers have provided some help.
Trips now wide left. And this time, Vega's going to keep it himself. He's going to be knocked out at the 21-yard line, just bear-hugged at the 21, stacked up for no gain.
Yeah, really well played there by the Viper defense. They swallowed his first option. He wisely pulled it.
Tried to go to Cook first, I think.
Yeah, he did, but then Tucker Harrison was right there to... So good discipline by that Viper defense, understanding your assignments and making sure you're handling your guy.
Yep. No gain in the play. Yep. Second down and 10.
Left the Tigers with no options.
Empty back set now. Trips wide left. And now a timeout going to be taken here by Stony Point, it appears. So let's take it with them. Timeout in the field. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
My daughter Brinley is here at St. Jude. Coming here was literally life or death. And so scary. But St. Jude is fighting for one goal, like this one mission, life. And that gave us hope. We haven't received a single bill from St. Jude, so I really can just focus on what's best for Brinley.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
To go in this first half. Second down and 10 for Stony Point from the Vandegrift 21-yard line. Try to cut the lead in half before going into the locker room. Two receivers to either side. Vegas dropping back. Pump fake in trouble. He is going to go down.
Oof.
What a beautiful job coming in backside by Tucker Harrison again.
Yeah, once again, that Viper defensive line is just relentless. Not the biggest guys in the district, but
right.
Their speed is just hard to deal with.
That'll be the fourth sack of the ball of the year for Harrison. So third down coming up, third and about 16 now from the 27-yard line. Vegas. Handoff, trying to turn the corner right side, cuts it up to 20 to 15, and tiptoe the sideline into the end zone to help him stay. He stepped out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds at the 11. That saved the touchdown.
Saved the touchdown. Might be enough for a first down, though. It's going to be close.
Jaden Leonard.
Boy, he turned the corner in a hurry.
They're going to give him the first down, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, Leonard just turned the corner, got a nice block on the edge.
Yep, there it is.
Yep.
Actually looked like he stepped out of bounds to the 12. He got a pretty favorable spot to pick up the first down. First down at the 11. Toss sweep left side. Cook cuts it back up inside the 10, drug down to the 5-yard line.
That was a really nice-looking cutback.
It was.
Sort of pitched it out to the left, and he saw something back inside and just put his foot in the ground and reverse field.
Picks up 6, second and 4 from the 5-yard line. They can pick up a first down at about the 1.
You can definitely see why Coach Sanders probably had some sleepless nights.
Yeah.
After watching video of these guys, what they can do with the football in their hands and a little green space to operate.
Cook in the pistol. Leonard comes in motion left to right. Hand off Cook, and this time he's going to be racked up in the backfield and stacked up for no gain, maybe even lost a yard. Vipers were in the backfield. Max Yule getting up from the bottom of the pile. Harrison. And a big third down coming up here inside of 4 minutes to go.
Vipers just have to try to – they've been solid up front, but they have allowed these speedsters for the Tigers to break contain a few times, and it's been costly.
One receiver wide left trips to the near side. Third down and about 5, dropping back Vegas. Fires over to the right side and caught down to the 1-yard line. Not a touchdown, but it's going to be first and goal from inside the 1 to get it down to Leonard.
Yeah, he threw that one into some traffic but was able to just – thread the needle there, squeeze it in.
Tigers trying to get up to the line quickly here, and a first and goal from the 1.
They're Wildcat setting again, Merle.
They shift at the line. Where's the flag? There it is, finally.
I think he had to dig it out of his pocket, but we saw that from here.
Looks like the young man lined up to the right side of Leonard in at quarterback, staggered and fell forward.
Yeah, that's we saw that the last time they were down there.
So that'll push him back 5 yards and make it first and goal from the six.
Yeah, sometimes you have just a different cadence. It creates a different rhythm, and you get guys leaning a little bit. Everybody's excited when you're inside the five-yard line, too. So mistakes get amplified. Vipers D catches a little bit of a break. See if they can keep him out of the end zone.
Same formation. Leonard in the Wildcat. Fouls his blockers right side inside the five and dives down to about the three, where it'll be second down and goal from there. Clock rolling inside of 3 minutes to go. Vipers will get the football to start the second half.
Yeah, goal line stand here for the Vipers will be huge.
Leonard stays in the Wildcat. Again, found the block his right side. This time he cuts it up into the end zone. Touchdown, Stony Point. Vipers made him work for it, but Stony Point got the job
done.
They're
making him work for it, but they've also made a couple of key mistakes that have certainly helped in both of these scoring drives. And I'm sure that's something that Coach Sanders will, if he doesn't comment to us at halftime about it, he'll be addressing that with his team. Just can't give these guys any help.
Baldini on for the extra point. Good snap and hold. Kick is up. And it's good. So 2:44 to go, 28-14, your new score. Vipers still with time and the clock to work with. We'll see what they can do with it. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
2:44 to go here in this first half. 28-14 to score. Stony Point kicking off from the 40-yard line. A short high hoop kick. Fair catch call for made at the 35-yard line while the offense takes over. Let's send it back to the Flex ATX studios and Snoop Daniel for a Plucker scoreboard update.
Merle 25-6A action. Vista Ridge blanking McNeil 20-0 late second quarter. At the half, the upset of the night. Cedar Ridge 7, Round Rock nothing. Still got two quarters to play, but an exciting night in 25-6A as they take the spotlight, Merle.
Awesome, Snoop. Thank you very much. Oh, boy, you just never know in this district.
I tell you, district play, it's a fun one.
First down at the 35-yard line. Buchanan dropping back, firing, going to the right side, and that ball is in and out of the hands, but a flag. Try to get it down. I think that's Greenland Spring over there on the right side. It is. Had position momentarily, and the defender got in there, but got there a little early.
He had a step on him. It was a little bit underthrown, which kind of forced some of that contact there. But I love the fact that Vipers are taking a shot.
Yeah.
Score here would be big. As you mentioned earlier, they're going to get the ball to start the second half. So it's not like Blake Mauser to waste any second on the clock. It's an opportunity for him to score. He's going to take it.
So ball on the far hash at the midfield stripe, first down and 10. Plenty of time, 2:36 to go first half. Vipers with one timeout remaining according to the scoreboard. And now they're marking off some more yardage. Huh.
Okay. It must have been
something said.
Somebody said something. And again, mistakes by both defenses here.
That winds up being a 30-yard penalty.
Yardage. Yeah, that's huge. Vipers in striking distance again with plenty of time on the clock.
First down at the Tiger 35-yard line. Buchanan out with the empty back set as Witt lines up on the right side. That's actually Coleman on the right side firing over here and incomplete. Try to get it down the field to Jack Nelson. Covered well.
A little play action there. lot of motion, a lot of window dressing, and then just rolled out to his left trying to find Jack Nelson. Just a little bit overthrown.
Stops the clock with 2.5 to go first half. Miles Coleman stays in the backfield. He's lined up to the right side of Buchanan. One receiver wide right. Two receivers here to the near side. Buchanan dropping back. Great protection. He's had it all night. Fires over to the right side. Sliding a tip made at the 23-yard line. They're going to say incomplete.
Yeah, I think Grayland Spring kind of stumbled coming out of his break that time. But he had he'd already had some separation on the defender out there. He's got twisted up in knots a little bit tonight. So third down here.
Vipers in four down territory. Third down and 10 at the 35. Two receivers split out to either side. Now Buchanan checking off to the sideline. 2:24 to go, 28-14. Vipers on top looking for more. Buchanan dropping back, looking downfield. Firing over to the left side. He's got Beecham. Just overthrew him. And, man, you got to work hard to overthrow Reese Beecham.
That's right. Just a little bit too long there. Kind of had him. Decent coverage that time, but had a step.
That'll bring a third down and 10. Check that fourth down and 10, pardon me. Stops the clock with 2:18 to go.
There's still a lot of time on the clock if the Vipers are unable to convert here.
Yeah, you read my mind. Trips here to the near side, one receiver wide right. Shepard in the ball game. He comes in motion now right to left. Buchanan dropping back. Fires over to the right side. Fade pattern to the right side. And caught. They're going to say he's out of bounds.
Going to drop that one right in, but Grayland Spring must have just tiptoed that sideline there.
I'll have to wait to put this up on the video board and see if we agree with this call. Well thrown football. Yeah,
boy, that's
like
tough.
That's tough.
He might have gotten his right foot in, but it was close.
He didn't argue much. The official right there. So, to your point, Scott, turnover on down. Stony Point gets it back. First and 10 going the other way at the 35-yard line. They have two timeouts remaining and 132 seconds to work with. So, if you're the defense, don't let them get in.
That's right. Nothing cheap here.
One receiver wide left. Pressure coming up the middle. Picked up now. The pressure breaks down and caught at the 35. No, incomplete. Would have gone for no gain anyway. They tried to set up a desperation screen pass. I don't know if that was a design or not, but Cameron Cook.
Yeah, I think they were trying to take advantage. They knew they were going to get pressure from the Viper D. So trying to set up that middle screen and just a little too much air under it. So now I think they're, it was a roughing the passer call.
Oh, no.
Big penalty.
That's a 15-yarder. I didn't even see the flag. Now I see it. So the ball spotted back at the 50-yard line. Stony Point with 2:07 to work with. Vipers up 28-14, but Stony Point trying to make it a one-possession game here before the halftime break. One receiver wide left, two to the near side. Viegas dropping back. Pump fake. Pocket breaks down. Moving forward, slides down at the 46-yard line. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Vandergut Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. This is The Horn.
Second down and 7. Ball spotted at the Viper, 47-yard line. One receiver wide left trips to the near side. They give it to Cook on the reverse, come back the other way, and he's going to go down to 50-yard line, losing 3 yards. They both started at the right, Scott, and then kind of like almost like a running what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, there's a little reverse or count, almost a counter there, but
Statue of Liberty. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, which is a play that would just kind of was wide open earlier, but Vipers have adjusted to that. And great example of just a tremendous pursuit by the Viper defense. He might elude one tackler, but he's not gonna shake all 11.
Right. Sets up a big third down and 10 from the midfield stripe. Viegas dropping back. Pocket breaks down again. He's going to go down back at the 46-yard line.
Guess who?
Tucker Harrison.
Yeah,
tried to strip that ball out on the way down for good measure.
Yeah, he's having a whale of the first half.
And now the Vipers, I think, are going to call their third and final timeout, it looks like. Maybe set up a block punt or something like that, or a return.
I mean, 49 seconds. That's a lifetime in Blake Mauser's book. He's got plenty of time to try to find a way to get the Vipers into the end zone again.
Put number two out there.
That's right.
I've got six regular season games.
You got some
games,
good juju about that
though.
Right now, and you're feeling it. Yeah.
That was a good stand by the defense. They, you know, they could have given up a cheap one and really shifted momentum to Stony Point to start the second half.
Yeah, you kind of get a sense that they amped up the intensity. So mm-hmm. there may have been some sort of words of inspiration on the sideline delivered before they took the field. But Viper offense just missed on a couple of opportunities in that last sequence. Let's see if they're able to kind of come back to it and make the connection this time.
Got an email from Ginger Young. Says, watching and listening to the Vipers and her grandson, Charlie Stanton, from here in Lafayette, Louisiana, Cajun country. So proud of all those guys, especially our favorites, Stanton and Buchanan. Go
right.
Vipers. And
that's
she spelled
right.
it G-E-A-U-X. Irene Ginger Young, thank you for the email at voiceoftheVipers@gmail.com.
Yeah, Charlie Stanton, another one of our teammates on that Pop Warner team that had Brad Buchanan and Charlie Stanton on it.
Signs of future greatness is a fair catch call for made by Beecham at the 24-yard line.
I think the only thing Coach Sanders told us when we were coaching those guys when they're young, he's like, don't mess them up.
You're right.
Yeah.
First down at the 23-yard line. No timeouts remaining. 46 ticks on the clock. Vipers will get the ball to start the second half. Do they play it safe or do they take a shot?
Come on, Merle. You know the answer to that
question. I had to pretend to be objective.
You want to be provocative. It's all good. We'll see.
75-yard touchdown pass counts as safe for Coach Mauser.
That's right.
Buchanan in the shotgun. Two receivers to either side.
You don't have to throw it far for that to happen.
No. Or you can hand it off up the middle to Ryan Shepard, who takes it out to the 30-yard line, picks up 7 yards. He broke one last week. 5% time to get off one more play here.
Yeah. Going to do it. No huddle. Pick up a first down and then maybe take a shot.
Yeah. 31 seconds to go. Buchanan dropping back. Good protection. Firing over to the near side. He's got Beecham. Caught at the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5, touchdown Vandegrift.
Oh, take the
no
shot right
flags.
There. Or take the shot right there.
Wow.
He just ran right by him. Great throw. Put some air under it that
he
time,
did.
Which really allowed Beecham to run underneath it. And Beecham had his man beat by a good 5 yards. What a weapon.
Got an injured Tiger down on the field here at the 30-yard line. They'll hold up play here for just a second while they attend to that young man. But what a way to.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, okay, we'll run it, make them think we're just sort of going
right.
to play conservatively. And then they take a shot. Yeah, I just love that aggressive play calling. And mm-hmm. when you have it, Coach Sanders talked about just how explosive and how few plays they ran last week, and yet we're
right.
able to put over 40 points on the board. They've got that kind of big strike offense, and we saw it there. And the thing is you know, you're out there. You've got number one on the field. You know, you should know where he is.
Exactly, yeah.
They know it's coming, and he's still able to run right by him. And I didn't see how far that ball flew in the air, but
he caught it at
Buchanan
about the
just
25.
Uncorked that one, yeah.
So 25, about a 45-yard pass
that's,
in the air.
That's a big-time throw.
We'll get a look at the injured Tiger. He's walking off the field under his own power, but holding one of his arms gingerly. Yeah, I couldn't quite see the guy into the locker room covering up the number, but we wish him well just the same. And the extra point is up, and it is good. 20 seconds to go, 35-14, Vipers on top.
You know, that Tiger defense is already depleted. They're, you know, starting Mike linebacker Jake Chambers is out. We have not seen him tonight, and he's a guy that they've certainly missed kind of in the middle of that defense. And to lose another defensive starter, that's a tough blow here right before we go into halftime. But great answer by that Viper offense.
Yep. Well, both these teams head into the bye week. In fact, the entire district has a bye next week, so a chance to regroup and, you know, get yourself a little healthy if you can, and for the final push.
We're hoping, to get,
final push.
We're hoping Hank Hudson takes advantage
That's
of
right.
the bye week. And
get him
get
back,
him back
up
off
here.
The injured reserve and back in the booth where he belongs.
Of course, if he comes back and they lose the next game, he's
going to... That's right. We're going to have to find another spot for him. Yeah, Viper offense, you know, so many ways tonight have made certain things look easy.
Yeah.
We know it's not, but I think that gives you a sense for just what kind of firepower they have out there. And if you're a defensive coordinator, I just don't know how you game plan to try to contain all those weapons that they have, because you know you can't just load up and cover only Reese Beauchamp, because then Graylin Springer will eat you for eat you alive. You've got a running game that can kind of pound you with a couple of 1-2 punch with Ryan Shepard, and love what we've seen out of Alex Witt. You got a quarterback that's coming of age here and really settling in, and I think leading this football team in Braden Buchanan. You got an O-line that's really gelling and can take over a football game, and they've been an important kind of key to this first half, because they have dominated the line of scrimmage. Vipers have been able to run the football effectively, and they've given Braden Buchanan great pass protection tonight, allow some of these plays down the field to develop.
And don't look now, but the onside kick for the Vipers, is there was a 15-yard penalty against Stony Point, so the kickoff came from the Tiger 45-yard line, but Stony Point does recover the onside kick. But why not? I mean,
yeah. And you know, you're certainly don't want to kick it down there and put it in the hands of one of their
right.
return men.
So Stony Point does have two timeouts remaining, but only 20 seconds to work with.
But as we've seen, you know, just finding a way to get the ball, mm-hmm. In the hands of Cook or Leonard, anything can happen. So whether that's a screen, whether it's one of those sort of Statue of Liberty kind of counter plays that we've seen a couple of times.
So first down, Tigers from their own 34-yard line. Two receivers to the left, two to the near side. A flinch at the line, there's a flag, and they're going to blow it dead.
Yeah, again, it's that sort of late stemming and stunt and shifting that the Viper D-line does, causing the guys up front to be a little jumpy.
You know, it's interesting, because they've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the opposing coaches try to simulate that in practice, but it just seems to work three or four times every game.
It's a different deal, and especially when you're getting kind of beat off the ball throughout the first half. You know, it's hard to replicate the kind of quickness that those three down linemen for the Viper D have.
So first and 15 after the penalty, ball will be spotted here at the 29-yard line for the Tigers.
Big guys with some fast twitch muscles down there.
Handoff, left side, and going to be stacked up for no gain. I think I saw a different quarterback? Number 11 is
the
quarterback
now. Yeah, got a new QB in the game.
It's getting dark in here. We'll check his name before halftime, which is coming up here. 2 seconds, and that is going to be the end of the first half. Good first half for the Vipers. 35-14 at the end of the first 24 minutes. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear Zach Lucero going to catch up with Coach Sanders. We'll get some score updates from around Central Texas. It's district play getting underway for a lot of teams. And for those of you on the video side, we'll have both marching bands. So 35-14, your final score, your halftime score. This is Vandegift Vipers Football, the ABC Home Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatment. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Covert Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit covertcadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting. Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandegrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians online at texasfp.com. Texas Family Physicians at River Place. texasfp.com.
The Austin housing market is growing faster than ever. Now is the time to give your local mortgage company a call. Eric Silvis with Guaranteed Rate can review your mortgage today. Buying or refinancing, let Eric Silvis and his experienced team of mortgage professionals guide you through the process so you can have a smooth, stress-free closing. With their competitive rates and local presence, they'll be your mortgage banker for life. Call them at 512-972-4818. Guaranteed Rate is an equal housing lender.
Subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 555863, company NMLS ID 2611, NMLS consumeraccess.org. Texas licensed in Texas.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels. Or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
Vision drill team on the field, and it was a thing of beauty for the Vandegrift Vipers in the first half as well, Scott Schaffner.
Yeah, no, they looked really sharp offensively. Just kind of came out and started dominating the line of scrimmage and, you know, looked really good in those first few series. Kind of let Stony Point back into the game, though, with some, just some, well, it was kind of that strange kind of tip play, which should have been an interception.
Right.
Yet another takeaway for the Viper defense, but it kept the drive alive, kind of sparked the sideline and the crowd here a little bit, and Stony Point was able to convert there on their other scoring drive, had help with the penalty,
yeah,
as well. So I think those are some of the things that Coach Sanders will focus on to say, look, guys, we should be blowing them out big time here, but we're allowing them to stay in the game. And it's an explosive. We saw that from Stony Point, just the explosive nature of their offense. They don't need any help. So those are some things that I think they'll look to clean up, but, you know, really impressed with, especially the way that Viper offensive line has been dominating, you know, allowing the Viper offense to pretty much do whatever it wants, whether it's running the ball or giving their quarterback plenty of time to find their, you know, find their big threat or big play guys down the field, and they've been clicking.
Yeah, that's funny you say allowing them to stay in the game when you're up by 21 points, but it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and it was, hey, it was 28-14 until the Vipers were able to hit a big play right there at the end. So, you know, that and you don't convert there, give them an opportunity, and they go down and score, and this thing gets weird. And that's, you know, but it's district play, so you kind of, you know, you get to the point where we nothing surprises us anymore.
Well, speaking of big plays, we got a couple of them in the can for you. We'll hear from Coach Sanders here in just a few minutes. But let's get to some of the highlights for the first half. The Vipers already up 7-0 early in the ball game when Ryan Shepard doubled that lead. Hand off Shepard, has a first down, has more inside the 10 to the 5, and in the end zone, touchdown, Vandegrift. Nobody touched him. That put the Vipers up 7-0, and later on the ball game up 14-0. The Vipers in a bit of a trouble, but Braden Buchanan got him out of trouble in a hurry. Looking down, now the pocket breaks down, giving the pocket ground all the way back to his 40. Now he's got a lot of room in front of him to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, up the far sideline, and stays on his feet, wow, dives for the first down at the 31-yard line. So that kept the Vipers drive alive, and I believe later on in the drive, Buchanan was able to finish it off on this play. Take the hand off to him. Buchanan's going to cut to him. Take it himself, diving towards the goal line, into the end zone, touchdown. So the Vipers poured it on at that point, but as Scott mentioned, the score was 28-14, and it looked a little bit risky before the Vipers got an interception to set up this big play here right before the end of the first half. This is Reese Beecham on the reception. Good protection. Firing over to the near side. He's got Beecham. Caught at the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5, touchdown, Vandegrift. That made it 35-14, and that's where we stay at halftime, not included in that highlight package. It was probably, if not the play of the season, certainly the play of the night, the swing pass out to the lateral out to Buchanan, and Buchanan finds Beecham wide open. A little razzle-dazzle play.
Yeah, that'll definitely make the video highlight reel when all is said and done.
Yep.
And we had a great view of it looking kind of right down the line to see that thing set up, and he kind of had to suspect that that Blake Mauser had something up his sleeve when he had Reese Beauchamp taking a snap, and Braden Buchanan lined up wide to the right. But yeah, that was perfectly executed. He had a convoy going down the left sideline once he got the throwback.
And Zach Lucero has made his way up here on the sideline. Zach, what's the mood like down there on the field?
You know, we'll hear in the interview, coach was really upset and surprised with the scene with those penalties.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, again, Jackson Oliver talking after that first touchdown, because I think you saw that first touchdown and Cam Cook get going and Jaden Leonard get going, and you're like, oh, no, those guys that we just talked about are going to do what we said they can't do.
Right.
But he was kind of telling those guys, hey, next play, because it can be kind of frustrating when it's not like you're getting beat. You're not getting out-schemed. You're just missing tackles. And the guys, you're in the right spot, and you just can't bring the guy down. And some of the coaches were telling the defensive players, like, hey, that's a grown man over there. You gotta tackle a little bit differently than the backup running back that they had out in San Angelo or something like that. So I think this is still going to be a really close game. And you know, that last touchdown was pretty interesting to Reese. Because in the subsequent drive before that, they had brought Jaden Leonard out and had him matched up on Graylin. And so I wonder if they saw that, because when they did that shot play, it wasn't to Graylin anymore, which they had tried a couple times. They did it on the opposite side of the field to Reese. So Coach Mauser always picking things up and seeing things like that, because you want to keep it away from 4 and 5 no matter what side of the ball they're on.
Yeah, that's the thing that they're so good at. If they've got one really good player, the Vipers usually have two and a way to take advantage of it. And perfect example of it right there. So, I mean, just so much fun to watch these guys. The phrase video game offense is used way too often. And it's not really so much that. It's just they've got so many weapons and they use all of them.
Yeah, they do. They spread it around really well. You never quite know who's going to make the next big play. I mean, they've got some names that you call an awful lot, Merle, but they've got a bunch of guys that can hurt you.
Yeah.
And that's a tough thing to scheme against. And then when you combine that with a defense that is as stout as the Vipers have been, and you know, Zach, you mentioned that coach is going to be, you know, they'll get a bit of a lecture at halftime about, you know, giving them freebies with penalties and a few little breakdowns here and there, and just, you know, making sure you're wrapping up. These guys are, like you said, Zach, they're grown men and they're fast, and I think this is a great test for that Viper D. But you know, so far, you know, you've got a team that's, you know, putting 69 points against a team. They're not going to get to 69 tonight.
No, not.
So.
And the Vipers are averaging about 39 points a game, already have 35 just at the halfway mark. So.
Yeah, and the district is definitely more competitive, like Coach said in the pregame, than in years past. You have this team that already put up 69 on somebody. You have a Hutto team that's I think going to be more competitive than last year, their first go at 6A. And like I mentioned, the Round Rock team, you said we averaged 30-something. Round Rock's averaging 40-plus. So I think this district has a little bit more parity than in years past. And, I mean, it used to kind of be Round Rock, Vandergriff, Vista Ridge maybe, and then everybody else. But I think now it's probably going to be Vandergriff, Round Rock, and then everything else is pretty close.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to get more of a fight week in and week out. And, you know, talking about that personal foul, it was pretty funny. The one that Braden got in the end zone.
Yeah.
Coach Sanders ran on the field and was like, hey, I just want to know what he said.
Yeah.
He wasn't mad yet. He said, I just want to know what he said. And I guess the referee told him, and he said, what? That's not taunting. This is football. So I know you don't like to see those guys chirping after the touchdown, but I guess it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of like that attitude, and we saw a little bit of that.
Especially
fire.
From him.
Yeah,
you know?
that fire, that whole series. And, Merle, you noticed it right away when, you know, he was upset about having to call a timeout because the play clock was running down, and he showed some fire. And then, of course, we had the highlight of the big run that he had on first down, where it just kind of to get the final few yards was just flat-out effort and intensity.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that'll fire up an entire sideline. It'll fire up your O-linemen. They love to see that kind of play out of your quarterback. I mean, it sets a certain tone. And then for him to pound in the end zone, run over a guy, have, you know, some sort of comment at the end of that.
I think he said, hey, please let go.
Yeah, he was like, go off my foot. I'm the end zone. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
You know, we were talking off the air just about kind of the size of the guys that they've had at a quarterback. And you know, Drew Dawson was a great player. He brought so much to the position and was able to kind of do it all. But Brayden Buchanan is probably the most prototypical size-wise quarterback that you've had since Justin Moore, and the kid's playing Division I baseball now at Stanford. And I think that just goes to show, like, what when you have that size there, what Coach Mauser can do to you with you in that offense. I mean, we saw Brayden line up in that, like, 15-wheeler package last year and just running in on the goal line like that. And if you have that option every play, I mean, I think now he's starting to learn, like, hey, I can tuck it and run if I want to.
Right. 35-14 your score at the halftime. Still about 16 minutes to go. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? We'll have some stats when we come back on the other side, and then we'll also hear what Coach Sanders had to say about the first half. Vatican Pipers football on the ABC Home of Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way to Kitchen Eat, unbelievable sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best, not to mention all the rest. Chicken Eat's the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of size to make a meal. Chicken Eat, it's for real. Follow me to Chicken Eat. Gotta have their CG.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simon Ice Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
It's never too soon to start teaching good savings and spending habits. Encourage early savings with a high-interest youth savings account from South Star Bank. And teach responsible spending in a safe environment with South Star Bank's youth checking account. South Star Bank youth accounts offer no minimum balance fee and no monthly service charge. Set your child on the path to financial stability. Open a South Star Bank youth account today. Learn more about southstarbank.com/youth. Member FDIC.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed. Smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. At a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. In a long distance meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. Better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandegrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
Five to 14, your score here at halftime. Kelly Reese Athletic Center, Merle Bertrand, Scott Schaffner, Zach Lucero here, Derek Cohen back at the Austin Radio Network studios. And a few moments ago, Zach had a chance to catch up to head coach Drew Sanders down to the sidelines. Let's hear what Coach had to say about the first half.
All right, Coach, going into half up on Stony Point, 35-14. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, we talked about the offensive firepower. I mean, they have a ton. It's like every time four or five touch the ball, I'm holding my breath over here. You know, they're unbelievable athletes. That's our concern. And, you know, we aren't playing, I don't think, too bad defense. But we keep having dumb penalties like we've had. When's the last time you saw us get a personal foul for a late hit out of bounds? I mean, that's silly. We got a late hit on the quarterback. We got a taunting. You know, right now, maybe we're a little worked up because it's first district game. I don't know. But we've got too many dumb penalties, and we can't win when we have dumb penalties. And offensively, we're executing. I don't know how many drives we've had, but I think we've scored on almost every one of them, if not every one. And that one to Reese there is, I mean, just what the doctor ordered, because they had a lot of momentum at that point. But this game is far from over with this explosiveness that they have. So we're going to go back. We're going to try to fix our problems, and we'll go from there.
Thanks, Coach.
So, Coach Sanders, you know, it seemed more like exasperation rather than pure aggravation. You know, just dumb penalties. He didn't seem all that worked up about it. He'd rather than not do it, I don't think. But, you know, it's some of it, like Zach said, it's football.
Yeah, it's football, but, you know, he is frustrated because, you know, this Viper program is, you know, used to playing with a level of discipline where those kinds of things don't happen. So that'll be something that he emphasizes, as he said, when he addresses his team at halftime.
You know, you kind of talk about guys like that, like Jane Leonard and Cameron Cook, and you kind of say, like, okay, they're going to get theirs, and we have to limit it after that. And you kind of have to hope 14 points, you can say, okay, Cam got his and Jaden got his, and now we're done. So hopefully you can go into halftime and clean up the penalties. And really, other than saying you spot seven to each of those guys, which you never want to do, but if you say you spot seven to each of those guys, then this game should be in Viper's control for the rest of the game.
Well, last we heard, speaking of district play, it was 7-0 Cedar Ridge. Let's head back to the Flex ATX studios and Snoop Daniel for a Plucker scoreboard update. Snoop, what's going on?
Yeah, Merle, just started the third quarter, still 7-0 Cedar Ridge with that lead. Here's the breakdown statistically. The junior quarterback for the Raiders, Aiden Liston, 10 for 16 for 110 and a touchdown. Giovanni Perry, their lead rusher, 13 carries for 37 yards. Victor Taylor, their Mr. Do-It-All guy, 5 receptions and 65.
And down up to the 46-yard line. Just kind of disappeared into a pile of blue shirts,
yeah,
and then 6 yards later.
Follow the pile.
Trips here to the near side. Handoff. Up the middle, across the 50, and down to the 48-yard line. Hard running again by Ryan Shepard, starting to get those locomotive wheels working here.
Yeah, he's really sort of finding his groove, and you know, get a sense of he's been kind of hampered a little bit by just some kind of nagging tweaks and injuries, but certainly looks to be full speed tonight. That's a good sign for Vipers.
What did he have at halftime? 68 yards rushing?
69 yards rushing
so
at the half.
He's got to be up to about almost 80 now. They fake it to him this time. Buchanan fires over to the right side. Got a receiver wide open. Makes the man miss at the 35. Stays on his feet, tiptoeing up the sideline. Finally falls out of bounds at about the 20-yard line.
I think that was Landon Thomason, out there.
Yeah.
So he had... has had a big season so far, but I think his first catch of the night.
Talk about all the weapons, and all of a sudden we pull it.
Yeah, there's another one.
His second
catch. I've been Shane's all over that. So
first down, 10 at the 31-yard line. Hand off up to get again. Shepard bounces it to the outside. Now cuts back to the 25, breaks a tackle. Inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. Just skipping rope.
That's a great run by Ryan Shepard. And like I said, he just is... seems like he is really finding his groove. Great run there. I mean, a little combination of quickness and strength to finish off that first down carry.
Vipers up quickly inside the red zone. First and 10 at the 19-yard line. Trips wide left. Shepard again. Bounces to the outside of the 15. Makes another man miss. Hit from behind and falls forward to the 11-yard line. He's just a pinball out there for about 7 yards.
Yeah, showed great patience. Kind of got stopped, and there was a bit of a pile there, and he just let it develop and just slid to the outside, picked up five more.
Ball spotted at the 14-yard line. Make it the 13. Second down coming up in about five. Two receivers near side. Buchanan, handoff. This is Witt. It dives inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. Going to be very near the first down marker. We'll check and see what kind of spot they give him. Oh, good to see out in the field for Stony Point, number 44. He has to come off the field because his helmet came off, but Jake Chambers on the field that time for the Tigers.
Yeah, I think
they
felt like,
him.
Coach, I've been waiting long enough.
Yeah.
It's time for me to go in.
Yard shy of the first down. Third down and one from the 10. To receive his wide right. Buchanan hands it off to Witt. He breaks the tackle inside the five, diving into the end zone, touchdown.
Yeah, nice run, following all his blockers there and just finding daylight.
Yep.
Really impressive drive to start this half by the Vipers.
He turns around and gives a polite bow.
Yep, exactly.
It's 41-14 with 9:05 to go third quarter.
You know, a lot of that on the ground for the Vipers as they continue to just sort of the road graders up front.
Yep.
taking care of business.
Arnold on for his seventh extra point attempt of the night. Sixth extra point attempt of the night, pardon me. Good snap and hold. The kick is up. And he stays perfect. So 9:05 to go third quarter. Vipers extend their lead now to 42-14. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Advantage of Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Daryl Foytik, owner of Advantage Austin Properties and a proud sponsor of our Vandegrift Vipers football team. Advantage Austin Properties is your Four Points area experts for all your real estate needs. 512-418-0594 or visit livinginfourpoints.com for more information. And if you mention this radio ad, Advantage Austin Properties will donate $500 to the Viper Football Team Booster Club with each successful real estate transaction. Advantage Austin Properties. Real care, real performance, real advantage.
You know the expression, put your money where your mouth is? It's like when you're really sure of something, you put your money where your mouth is? Well, anyway, at Doghouse, we're so sure we have the best hot dogs, sausages, and burgers in Texas, we're putting our money where your mouth is. Stop in a Doghouse Four Points for your free house dog, sausage, or burger after texting Vipers to 833-440-1100. Vipers to 833-440-1100. Doghouse, absolute worst.
9:05 to go, quarter number three, all Vipers right now, 42-14. With the kickoff coming here for Vandegrift right to left. And this one is scribbled down the ground. It's a live football. Rolls inside the 25. Stony Point gets on it at the 20. And they're going to be knocked down there.
Wow.
Oh, what a powerful run.
Yeah, he picked up 10 yards after the Vipers had him stopped.
And Jaden Leonard.
Yeah, Leonard again. They're just finding, I mean, he, for whatever, no matter where you kick it, he's going to find it.
It's that thing was on the ground away. Forever. It was kind of a squib kick line. Then it took a forever high bounce.
Yeah.
Got past Leonard. He picked it up at the 20-yard line and still got 10 yards on it.
Yeah, I mean, the Vipers were there, but he ended up breaking one tackle, then dragged another tackler for about 8 yards. Give you a sense for the kind of strength he has.
So Stony Point takes over. First and 10 from their own 28-yard line. Tigers trailing by 28 points. Viegas. Hand off left side. Cook cut it up to the 30, and that's about it. Maybe 2 or 3 yards on the play for Cameron Cook, the junior running back.
It's just fun to sit from this vantage point and watch the Vipers play team defense. Just everybody, so they know their fits there. Everybody's sort of doing their job. And on plays like that, there's just no place for their opponent to go.
And once again, well, we'll get to it after this play. Second down and 7. 2 receivers wide left. Actually, 3 wide left. Man comes in motion. That's Leonard. Setting over here on the right side. Viegas dropping back. Fly comes out. He wasn't set. Dumping it off underneath.
Ooh.
Incomplete.
Oh.
Trying to get it to Leonard underneath.
Yes.
I was going to say, Scott, once again, kind of like we saw in San Angelo last week, Stony Point, they're down by 28 points and there's no urgency.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of tempo. And it's something you got to practice. I mean,
yep.
You have to, if you don't do it, you can't just manufacture that. But, you know, clearly a team that's, you know, used to scoring 69 points a game or 40 points in another game, you know, they're not used to operating with this kind of deficit and having to have that sense of urgency. Also probably aren't anxious to give the ball back to the Viper offense.
Probably right.
Any faster than they have to.
Illegal shift to call on Stony Point. The Vipers will decline that and take the result of the play. So 3rd and 7 coming up here from the 31-yard line.
Yet another penalty.
One receiver wide left, 2 to the near side. Now they send Cook in motion out to the left slot. Dropping back to Viegas. Under pressure. Fires underneath and incomplete. Tried to get it to Leonard, but fired it behind him and low. And the Viper defense with a 3-and-out.
Yeah, they were trying to just sort of stick one in there like almost one of those little slant or tunnel screen inside. And a lot of traffic in there. Well defended by the Viper D. And no place to go with the ball.
So the punting unit back on again. Reese Beecham and Miles Coleman, the deadly duo, standing back at the 35-yard line. Pick your poison there.
You could have it right here, Merle. Get a returnable kick.
Good snap back. Pressure coming, and it's a high kick. It's going to go over to Beecham. Caught at the 40 to the near sideline, 45. Cuts it up inside the 50 to the 47-yard line and stacked up right there. So about a 14-yard return for Reese Beecham. as the Vipers in business. First down and 10 at the 46-yard line with 7:54 to go third quarter.
Yeah, starting again in plus territory.
Yeah.
Just field position has been incredible tonight for the Vipers.
Well, the defense has done a good job. The penalties have been Stony Point, and then you've got guys like Coleman and Beecham that can return punts.
And Vipers have an opportunity here to really put pressure on the Tigers.
Yeah. Get another score here and rest some guys with the bye week coming up.
Yeah.
Develop your depth. First down at the 46-yard line, handoff up the middle. Beecham plows into the pile at the 43, and he's going to be knocked down there after about a 3-yard pickup, second down and 7.
Yeah, Shepard on that carry. And
I don't know why I said Beecham. I knew it was Shepard.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah.
Injured Tiger on the field.
So yeah, this has been another physical game, and as all these district games are going to be.
Yeah.
But it's a tough night playing defense against this Viper offense. Looks like we may have a cramp out there. Still pretty warm night. But boy, this Viper offense has been really impressive, and I think the thing that continues to strike me, Merle, is just how many different guys are contributing. You know?
I know. Yeah, you think it's kind of like a game of whack-a-mole. You think you got them covered, and somebody else pops up on the other side, and he's 30 yards down the field.
Yeah, and we got a little break in the action here. I think the other story, at least from my eyeballs tonight, and I know Hank Hudson will appreciate this. The guys up front, really starting, I think, coming their own gel. We're seeing them work together really well as a unit. You got Ian Reed at left tackle. You got Juan Gutierrez at guard. Ethan Barnard is sort of anchoring that O-line at center. You got Kevin Corcoran and Ryan Jeffries, man, in that right guard position. And Luke Collins, number 77. We've talked about how he's, done just a really nice job allowing his backs to, whether it's off tackle or get around the corner and break contain. He's done a nice job from his right tackle spot.
The Hog Molly's getting it done, Hank.
Yep.
Second down and 7. Play action pass. Buchanan fires over to the near side, and that ball is caught. Did he stay in bounds? Touchdown, Vandegrift.
Yeah, that's yet another weapon that
Rayshon
we haven't talked about.
Middleton.
Rayshon Middleton. It's like, where do you... It's like, wow. We have a flag over here, however, so this may be coming back.
Oh, that'd be a shame for that young man. Great catch. Flag over on the far side of the field. And the Vipers are coming back, unfortunately. What a throw though by Buchanan. A good catch in traffic by Middleton. Just won't count. An eligible man downfield.
Hmm. You know what that makes me think, though? Because he got rid of it pretty quickly. Sometimes that happens on the screen, but what that tells me is that maybe somebody was covered. You don't get a guy to step back off the line. And
right.
The guy that, you cover up your tight end, and he ends up running the route. But it's just it's an alignment issue from the get-go. So.
Well, that takes the points off the board, makes it second down and 12 from the Stony Point 48-yard line. 7:16 to go third quarter, 42-14, Vipers on top.
I'm sure if Hank were here, he'd talk to us about the hog mollies and why they call them hog mollies up there. I'll get to that in a second.
Hand off, Shepard. Breaking tackles down to the 45-yard line. Picked up about 3. It'll set up a 3rd and 9 from the 45.
The hog molly is of course, a fish. It's a hogfish, and they're very strong and stout fish because they end up they have to swim upstream. So you talk about guys that get really strong swimming upstream. That's a good description.
Buchanan underneath the Middleton, took his eye off the football and a little wide receiver screen there.
They are trying to put one in his hands and let him take another one to the house.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a cool word. I didn't know it was actually a real word. Hank just makes stuff up sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's a real thing.
Now, for the first time tonight, we're going to get a look at Hudson Lilly on in punt formation. First time tonight, 6:48 to go.
I hope he's stressed out a little bit because he's.
Well, he's got on the field six times as a holder.
As a holder,
Now the shift to formation.
Oh,
he is a quarterback, so keep an eye on this. Snap back, rolling to his right, rugby-style punt, and it's a beauty. That took kind of a funny bounce out of bounds over there.
I think, again, trying to make sure that they're steering clear of 4 and 5.
I think you're right.
So kind of the rugby-style punt
didn't carry as much as I thought it was going to. It only went about 10 yards.
Yeah, I think it went, but it went way out of bounds, which is, I think he was intending to put it down a little further and out of bounds to prevent any kind of chance at a return.
So Stony Point gets it back a decent field position, first and 10 from their own 42-yard line with 6:38 to go here in this third quarter. Vipers up 42-14 in this district opener. Two receivers to the near side. And off on the end of Ron Leonard is going to be dropped for a loss back at the 35-yard line. Vipers are seeing enough of that young man.
Yeah, Max Yule was just got great penetration on that play and great open field tackle, too. Just did not let him get going or get loose.
Didn't talk about it in the pregame show, but this is actually the third meeting between these two clubs. Stony Point, or the Vipers, have won the previous two. Actually, they lead the series 3-0. They didn't play last year because of COVID. So technically a forfeit win for the Vipers. But the last time they played in 2019, that marked Vipers head coach Drew Sanders' 100th career win as a head coach overall. And he's closing in on a milestone if they can get the win here tonight. Hand off left side. This is Cook. Off to the 45, off to the 50, up the far sideline, and finally out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. We'll see where they spot him. But good speed again there by the junior running back.
Yeah, and he's able to turn the corner and break contain. It's one of those things, it's just hard to replicate that kind of speed. You think you've got him contained,
right,
and you've got him turned inside, and then he finds another gear and just goes around you. So Viper's taking some angles there. They'll have to learn from this experience when they're playing other guy, although they may not see anybody else in the district with this kind of speed, but I think it's good preparation for what they're going to see down the road.
Stepped out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Now it's a handoff to Cook again, crashing inside the 40 down to about the 38. Very near the first down marker. Back-to-back runs there by Cameron Cook. The clock keeps going here with 5:40 to go.
And you get to see why he's the kind of guy that causes Coach Sanders, as he said, to hold his breath every time he touches the ball. He's got a burst.
Coach Sanders out on the field about 5 yards, calling out the signals to his defense. First down and 10 at the 37-yard line. Hand off right side, Cooks again, and he's going to cut it back up inside the 45, just making people miss. Spins down to the 31-yard line. They had him trapped for no gain. He picked up 6 yards on the play.
Yeah, just when you think there's nowhere to go, he finds a little crease and shoots through it. He's a really fun guy to watch. And I'll tell you what, you got to give them credit. They're down 42-14, but there's no quit.
Right. Well, that's 1-7. They're definitely going to be in the mix for a playoff hunt this year. Second down and 4 from the 32-yard line of the Vipers. Nothing fancy. Hand off to Cook. Bounces it out of the right side. A head-to-head collision there at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, it's Clayton Morin on the tackle there. Talked about him a little bit before we went on the air tonight.
Right.
A National Merit Scholar semifinalist. So doing good things on the field and in the classroom. In order to qualify for that, you got to be in the top 1% of your PSAT scores in the state of Texas. So really impressive.
Very much so. Fingers crossed for him.
Yep.
I would advise him maybe to leave with a shoulder instead of a helmet next time, however.
That's right.
Third down and 3. Handoff Cook, left side. Cuts it up inside the 30. Has a first down. Spins inside the 25 down to the 24-yard line.
Yeah, fun guy to watch there with the spin move. And Andrew Scott on the tackle.
Yeah, they're driving down the field. First down 10 at the 25-yard line. The good news is the Vipers are up by 4 scores, and this drive's taking a lot of time.
Yeah, they're burning some clock here, and it continues to roll.
One receiver wide left, trips to the near side. Quarterback's been keeping himself to the 25 and shoved out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Viegas with a rare run to pick up about 3 yards on the play, second down and 7.
He did a nice job of reading that, pulling it, and working his way around the left side, but Griffin Schaefer was there to push him out of bounds.
Yeah, Vipers over-pursued just a little bit that time.
Understandable why they might crash when the ball has any possibility of going to number 4 or number 5.
Cook in the pistol again. One receiver wide left, 2 to the near side. They give it to Cook. Starts up the middle, bounces to the right side. Inside the 20, knocked down at the 16-yard line. Alex Foster there to rustle under the turf. Going to bring up a third down and about 1. They are no doubt in four down territory.
That's right. Yeah, I think he might be in four down territory the rest of the night.
I'll see if we can get him there. Third and one. One receiver wide left, two to the near side. Hand off. Cook makes the first man miss again. Gets it inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line, first down.
Yeah, Vipers had a shot behind the line of scrimmage, but as you said, just, you know, really impressive spin move there. He's a guy that just looks like he's not running out of gas at all.
Right.
If anything, he's getting stronger as the night goes on. Cameron Cook's a really good football player.
And he's not just making the same guy miss. It's about four different guys that have missed him so far on this drive. First down and 10 at the 14-yard line for the Tigers. 2.5 to go. Viega's in the shotgun. Hand off Leonard this time. Actually, that's number 6 on the carry. We'll get his name here in just a second. He's going to push the pile forward down to about the 11-yard line. That is Thomas Carey, a junior running back. Picks up 2 on the play, second down and 8.
Yeah, Viper sort of poked the ball out, but I think his forward progress had been stopped and the whistle blew. But I like the way the Viper defense sells it.
Yeah. Inside of 2 minutes to go in the quarter, second and 8 from the 12-yard line. Viegas dropping back, looking, firing over to the right side into the end zone.
Whoa.
Caught, touchdown.
Wow. Threw that
two receivers in the same spot, and I think it was Leonard came down with the football.
Yeah, there was a whole crowd out there. I couldn't tell who was coming down with it. There were a couple of Viper defenders who had a crack at it.
Yeah, but it's
a touchdown for the Tigers.
The
That's right.
Stony Point trying to cut the lead in half here. Ray Deeney on for the extra point. Good snap and hold. Kick is up. And it's good. 1:44 left to go third quarter. New score 42-21. We'll turn it back over to the offense to see how they respond. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Family time, anytime. Always worth every dime. On our way to chicken eat. Unbelievable sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best. Not to mention all the rest. Chicken tea's the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of size to make a meal. Chicken E is for real. Follow me to Chicken E. Gotta have their BG.
It's important to preserve as many of life's memories as we can. Patty Jones Photography specializes in senior and family portraits, boutique weddings, and milestone events like graduations, proms, and more. Patty offers mini sessions that include 5 downloads, deluxe sessions that offer 10 downloads, plus specialized packages. Remember to mention Viper Football and receive 20% off a variety of prints. Visit PattyJonesPhotography.com, 737-900-5662. Capture those special moments of timeless history for your family.
They can do it again.
See, they can do it again. Got terrible field position starting from their own. Although they're moving it up. Was there a penalty?
There must have been a penalty, yeah.
Moving it up 5, so.
So first down from the Viper 43-yard line, moving from right to left with 1:37 to go here in quarter number 3. Vandegrift up 42-21. One receiver wide right, one to the near side. Buchanan, hand off up the middle of the Shepherd. Bouncing to the right side and upended as he dives across the 45 out to the 46. Gaining the 3 yards on the play, second down and 7.
Yeah, nice sort of time-consuming drive here that crosses us over into the fourth quarter and ends at with the Vipers in the end zone. Would be exactly what the Vipers need.
Email still open, still plenty of time. voiceofthevipers@gmail.com.
Viper's in no hurry now.
No. They will kill off 18 seconds here before they snap this football. Second down and 7. Handoff to Shepard out to the 48-yard line. Lined up on the right side. Took that one off left tackle to pick up about 4 yards. I know they're the Vipers, but they could also be the Pythons. The way they just kind of squeeze the life out of
here. Yeah, just sort of constricting here. And Ryan Shepard's been a workhorse for the Vipers tonight, carrying the rock.
Got to be closing in on 100 yards.
Yeah, getting close. We've got Shane's on the case. He'll let us know, give us the thumbs up when he gets there.
Third down and 5 from the 48-yard line. Final play of the third quarter, barring a penalty. With one receiver wide right, one to the near side. Buchanan dropping back. He's got Beecham on his right side. They're going to go over the middle of the field. That ball caught spring. 25-20, breaking a tackle. 15-10-5, touchdown, Vandegrift. Grayland Spring got behind the defense, and the Vipers strike big.
Yeah, just like kind of a deep post route, and boy, what a laser of a throw that was. Right on the money. Hit Grayland Spring in stride, and he broke the final tackle and took it into the end zone. Vipers, again, finding ways for guys to step up and make big plays.
You know, I'm not the most observant guy. Sometimes I missed up. I saw Reese Beecham, and I'm sure everybody in Stony Point saw Reese Beecham coming out of the backfield on the wheel route.
Yeah, but then, you know what? Yeah, he draws the focus, and you get Grayland Spring one-on-one. The water moccasin is going to just, you can't cover him.
Good snap and hold. Hayden Arnold stays perfect down the season, and with 5 seconds to go, we'll keep it here. 49-21. Well, the bad news is, Scott, they didn't milk the clock.
Yeah,
they
5 seconds away from getting us into the fourth quarter, like I asked them to, but I'll take it. Yeah, that's just a heck of a throw and catch right there. Really nice route. Grayland Spring coming across the field and.
Yeah,
it's right on the money.
A couple of baseball players connecting there.
Yeah. It's like a long relay.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Shepard, 17 for 101.
Okay.
17 for 101 unofficially, according to Shane Sawinski.
You were right on, Merle. You said he had to be getting close, and you were right on it. But again, a key to that last play and a key to, you know, Ryan Shepard's really solid night here is that O-line once again.
Yeah.
Clean pocket, which gives, you know, it's just dangerous when you get a clean pocket like that and you got a guy like Brad Buchanan who can distribute the football to all the weapons that we've seen here.
Not only do I not remember a sack on the night, I don't really even remember particularly a hurry.
Yeah, well, the only one was where Buchanan escaped and ran for it, picked up 15 yards and ran over somebody to pick up a first down.
Arnold with the kickoff. On the ground again to the 34-yard line. I think they figured out a way to keep it away from number 35.
Yeah, just dribble it down there and play defense.
So 5 seconds left here in this third quarter. Stony Point will have it first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. 49-21.
There's a whole quarter left.
Got an email from Joe Longsworth. Says, Vipers looking strong in their district opener. Shout out to number 60, Matt Sarantakis, from his Viper fan, Uncle Joe, in Pensacola, Florida. Go Vipers, beat Tigers.
I like how he gives you the pronunciation key there, too.
Well, he knows I messed it up otherwise. He heard me call the JV games last year. Hand off up the middle. Cook.
Oh, my goodness.
Makes guys miss again and somehow picks up a yard in the play. That's some... one of the most exciting one-yard runs you'll see
it's
in a
like
while.
It's like one of those Barry Sanders deals where he would, he had to work really hard to avoid the lost yardage play there.
And we have reached the end of the third quarter. Your score at the end of 3, 49-21 Vipers. We'll take a break and be back for quarter number 4. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the ABC Home Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Hi, Viper fans. This is Krista Spring, top sales agent with the HD Realty Team.
Hi, this is Holly Dees, broker owner of the HD Realty Team. Together, Krista and our team have over 20 years of real estate experience.
As busy current and former Viper moms, we love helping our Vipers and their families make moves happen on and off the field.
HD Realty Team would love to help with your next move. Call Krista Spring or Holly Dees today.
Go Vipers!
Hashtag run it back.
Go number 11. Hashtag water moccasin.
There's good, then there's Mighty Fine. Thank you, Mighty Fine Texas, for supporting the Vipers football. Enjoy classic Texas burgers how you love them. Red, yeller, white, or all of the above. Add a side of fries, onion rings, or if you're in the mood for a little of both, just ask for free. Don't forget to add a hand-dipped milkshake and make it a meal. Five locations across Austin, including the trailer, just around the corner at Four Points.
It's in the books here from the Kelly Reese Athletic Center. Vipers up 49-21. Merle Bertrand, Scott Schaffner, Zach Lucero here. Derek Cohen back at the studios. Shane Shalinski on the video side and our statistician tonight. Second down and nine for Stony Point from their own 35-yard line, moving from right to left now as the team slips sides of the field. Viegas dropping back under pressure, rolling to his left. Got some running room, going to tuck it under and slide safely at the 38-yard line, picking up about 2 yards. Good decision there, third down and long.
And he's one of the better quarterback sliders that we've seen. You know, Zach talked about his baseball hobby that he has. Putting those skills to good use here tonight. Brings up third down.
Third down and call it six from the 38-yard line for the Tigers. Two receivers wide right, two to the near side. Dropping back, looking downfield. Viegas under pressure, rolling to his left. And steps out of bounds at the 40. Oh, he got to know where that first down marker
was
at.
He's stopped the yard shot. Hey, we really need that one. They're going to give him a generous spot, so it may be that he's got it. Yep.
I think it's a yard shot.
But, yeah, that's a tough one. So fourth and one.
Chains are on the other side of the field, on the far side. He ran out of bounds at the near side. But, boy, you got to know where it's at. So fourth and one here for Stony Point.
They got their goal line package in, which is up. They're 2 for 2 on penalties in this with this set.
Right. Wildcat to Leonard, and he is not going to get there.
Wow.
He was stacked up, and then Jackson Oliver came in and finished him off, and it'll be a turnover on down.
Yeah, really nice. I mean, the guys from the secondary, Jackson Oliver and Griffin Schaefer, came up while basically the D linemen neutralized everything, and there was nowhere to go.
Alex Foster was the first one to get in there and wrapped him up around the ankles, and he just held him up for the cavalry to arrive.
Yeah, great stand by the Viper D. Well, they knew who to key on.
Yeah. And I'm going to challenge the Viper fans a little bit. I'm looking across the way, and the road attendance is not that great tonight.
Yeah, it's understandable last week.
Understandable.
Sure. It was a 3.5-hour road trip, but
you know, come to the game and listen to us on
the
radio.
Yeah, we can still hear us. You're not going to miss us.
One receiver wide left, two to the near side. Hand off left side to Witt. Turns the corner. Inside the 40. Stiff arm, breaks free, and gets it out to the 44-yard line. But, yeah, this team is too much fun to watch to not be home out here watching them.
Yeah. And they are fun to watch. Just so many weapons.
Clock rolling, 10:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Vipers in command, 49-21, looking for more. Are you surprised that the starters are still out on offense?
I would say this is probably the last series that we'll see him,
right.
And you'll start to see some other guys get trickling in. But I think Coach Sanders, he knows how dangerous the Stony Point team is.
With the carry this time, stacked up at the 35-yard line, picks up a yard in the play. It's going to bring up a third down and about three.
I'd also say this, that Coach Sanders also knows he's got a week off next week.
That's true,
and so probably wants to get them as much work as possible.
That's a good point.
But I think he's going to challenge his guys to try to get one more here.
Yeah.
And then we can get our roster sheets back out and figure out who's subbing in.
Hand off to Witt. Bounces it off left tackle. Cuts it up inside the 30. And he was about a footstep away from breaking that one. Gets it down to the 27-yard line. First down.
Yeah, nice to see Alex Witt get in the end zone earlier. And he was just, as you said, a step away from getting in there again. But just great push up front by that O-line. The holes are definitely there.
I don't think I would ever second-guess any one of Coach Sanders' decisions.
Yeah, no. Witt running behind number 72. Ian Reed that time and Juan Gutierrez on the left side of that line.
Milking the clock down, 9:18 to go here in the ball game. 49-21 Vipers. Shift the formation, one receiver split out to either side. Handoff, right side. And knocked down there at the 26-yard line. About a yard pickup for Witt. Started off on the left side, took it off a right tackle. Going to bring up second down and 9.
Doing a nice job of kind of milking this clock, too. But overall, just this, the performance of this offense tonight is just kind of hitting you from all angles and so many different guys contributing. And
I do like the Shepherd's not in the game. He's got the helmet off on the far sideline. He's been banged up a little bit.
He got his 100 yards tonight. He has put in a full day's work.
One receiver wide left, one to the near side, and it's not like Witt's a bad choice. As he knifes it inside the 25, strength down to about the 24-yard line, picks up 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up a third down and 7 for the Vipers. 8:10 to go.
Surprised to see the Vipers put it in the air here. Got Graylin Spring to the near side here.
Right.
Rajon Middleton to the far side. Reese Beecham might be another guy who's getting a little bit of a break right now.
Yeah.
Merle, I don't see him out there.
Yeah, we've got Spring on the near side along with
Nelson
lined up in the slot.
He's got three guys out there. Well, all the guys out there have been in the end zone tonight.
That's right.
Basically, though, Middleton's got called back.
Buchanan dropping back, looking, firing, slap pad, caught. What a fingertip catch, breaking a tackle down to the 5-yard line. Was that Witt out of the backfield?
It was Witt out of the backfield. So you got Spring and Middleton split wide with Nelson, and then you get a fake to the back. Alex Witt, he runs right down the hash, and that's just a mismatch. You're not going to find a linebacker that's going to stay with him. Another really nice throw by Buchanan, too.
Ryan Shepherd back in the game. Spoke too soon.
And he's like, I want to get – just give me one more.
Shane's probably off. He's at 99 yards.
So that's right. It's not official yet. It's too close to call.
First and goal from the 5. Buchanan gives it to Shepherd. Picks his way, pulling his way down to about the 2-yard line. Make it the 1. Second and goal from there. Going back to that pass to Witt, that thing was a Doppler shift pass. I mean, that thing was zipped.
Yeah, he's making all the throws. It's definitely just tremendous velocity on the ball and great accuracy. That throw, the touchdown to Spring, throwing the deep ball with some touch.
Yep.
Kind of had to recalibrate that after a couple misses on the previous series, but put some air under it. It was a perfect throw. So, really good night for number 5.
Second and goal, and this time Buchanan's going to keep it himself and gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Vandegrift. Icing on the cake as the Vipers crack the half-century mark.
That's right. And he doesn't say a word to anybody this time. So
Right.
So, big night for the Viper O.
Marching band's going to be worn out from playing the fight song so many times.
That's right. That's a good thing on the mascot that tries to do push-ups or anything.
Yeah, right.
He'd be jacked at this point.
And the extra point attempt is up, and it is good. So 6:12 to go here in the ballgame. 56-21, Vipers on top. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Bannock and Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Sorry, I'm out sick again. I just can't shake this fever.
Spread by mosquito bites, West Nile virus is found in nearly every state across the country.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma, a leading chronic illness among children and youth in the U.S., can often be triggered by allergens from household pests. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
All Vandergrift tonight from the Kelly Reese Athletic Center, 56-21 with 6:12 remaining. District opener for both ball clubs. Heading into the bye week next week. That one squibbed along the ground and dropped at the 20, picked up at the 20. And I get dropped at the 20. Took him a while, but finally got Leonard down.
Took three shots, but he finally got him on the ground. Yeah, that was Jaden Leonard that time.
Yeah.
Those guys are fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those guys that plays offense, defense, and special teams. Good athlete.
Yeah, tonight's really the story is that, you know, Stony Point, they're a little depleted on defense, too. Heather, you know, one of their best defensive players who wasn't able to go.
Right.
I don't know that would have made any difference. I just think they were overmatched on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
Viper's offense was just way too much.
Handoff off the left tackle and drug down from behind at about the 26-yard line. Still digging for more. Good hard run. You like to see that if you're Coach Cheshire.
Yep.
Not giving up on the ball game. That was carry on the carry for 7 yards, second and three.
We got some replacements in there on defense. Got Damian Wimberly and a D-line, kind of an all-junior D-line in there. Charlie Stanton and Austin Spielis now.
See Nick Drake in here at one of the quarters. Second down and three. And Stony Point, one player short. It's tough enough to go against the Vipers with 11 guys. Hand off up the middle. And drop for about a one-yard pickup there. Going to bring up a third down and one. Foster in on the stop.
Hayden Arnold in at linebacker as well. Cruz Orta.
Braden Holter, the junior defensive back in the game.
Connor Freeman at one corner.
Davis Scott at the other.
Yep.
Third and one coming up here for Stony Point. I feel like we're reading out awards at the Academy Awards or something.
Yeah, right.
Handoff up the middle. Into the pile. Looks like he pushed it forward enough to pick up the first down. Vipers are saying they've got the football, but no word yet from the official.
They're going to move the chains there, but just barely.
Somebody found the crowd mic down there.
Yeah, that's right. Or a megaphone. Brett Gillespie in at linebacker.
First down and 10 at the 33-yard line. 4:20 to go, 56-21, all Vipers. Trips wide right, one to the near side. New quarterback in for Stony Point. He's going to keep it himself, and he's going to be wrapped
nice
up and flung back down to the turf.
Yeah, Nick Draken with a really nice tackle there. On quarterback, that's Dwayne Shaw.
Dwayne Shaw,
number 11. Another injury for the Stony Point Tigers.
So timeout in the field. Let's go ahead and sneak it in here. Timeout in the field. Vandergrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Considering buying, selling, or leasing property in the Austin area? Kim Krant Allison, Realtor with Caldwell Banker Realty, has been in Austin for over 25 years and is a Four Points area resident, proud Vandergrift parent, and supporter of Viper football. Whether you'd like to learn what your home might sell for, purchase a vacation home, or invest in real estate, Kim is the perfect partner to help you achieve your goals. Contact Kim Krant Allison at cbrealty.com or visit kimsellsatx.com today. Kim Krant Allison, Realtor with Caldwell Banker Realty.
Tomlin Family Orthodontics believes you should have the straight smile you deserve at any age. Dr. Travis Tomlin designs individualized care plans to create beautiful, straight smiles for all his patients. Traditional braces to Invisalign, Tomlin Family Orthodontics uses cutting-edge technology to make treatment effective and efficient. Great orthodontic care is only a few minutes away. For more information or to schedule your complimentary consultation, visit us online at TomlinFamilyOrthodontics.com.
Zach Hall, the injured Tiger, got off the field under his own power and had the play of the handoff off the left side to number six, Kerry Thomas, shoved out of bounds for no gain in the play. So third down and nine coming up at the 34-yard line with 3:30 to go here in the ballgame.
Even though we got essentially an entirely new unit in here for the Vipers D, they still get after you the
same
way
sure
the
did,
other
yep.
guys did. Just a lot of guys flying to the football.
Case in point right there. No gain in the play. The handoff right up the gut, and the Vipers stifle it for no gain. Maybe a yard. Fourth and 8 coming up from the 35. Well, these are the guys a lot of times that go against the Viper first-string offense.
Yeah,
that, that's going to get them better in a hurry.
Exactly. You know, you take your beating during the week.
Yeah.
Time to take it out on somebody else.
Fourth and 8, punting you to 9. Nobody back to receive the punt for Vandegrift. Now they get somebody out there. Miles Coleman. Good snap back. And Coleman just gets away from it. It's going to let it roll. It's going to roll all the way down inside the 25, down to the 22. This might be the Vipers' worst field position.
Oh, yes, easily. I mean, they have really benefited from great field position. Not that they needed them. And that offense just, it looks like they were going to be unstoppable from regardless from where they started each drive. And, what an impressive performance.
Wasn't a route in this category, but barring some sort of a disaster here, I think the Vipers win the turnover battle again, 1-0.
Yep. Could have had a couple
more.
But they'll save those for when they really need them.
Right.
And we're going to see some new folks out there on offense as well.
Yeah, should be Hudson Lilly in a quarterback now. One receiver wide left, one to the near side. Handoff, left side, out to the 23-yard line. I believe
Reese
that
Trevino.
Was Cruz.
Reese
Trevino.
Yep.
Okay. Gain of a yard in the play, second down and 9. Lined up here on the near side, number 81 is Grant Lindley. He's got 80 Beckett Kramer lined up inside of him in the right slot.
Trying to get a number on the far side receiver.
Jace Goglin in a tight end. Trevino lined up to the right side again. He gets the handoff. Stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Flings a tackler off. Breaks to 25 out to the 30 to the 32-yard line. What a run by Trevino.
Yeah, they had him stopped, and he just didn't quit. Great effort. Yeah, really had him wrapped up, and he just sort of spun out of it.
Picked up 8 yards on the carry, third and 1 from the 32. 1:18 to go here in the ball game.
Yeah, first down will do it.
Christian Dyke lined up here on the near side now, number 19. Lilly to Trevino. It's going to have the first down or more up to the 35-yard line. They'll stop the clock to move the chains, and the Vipers are inside of a minute from starting district play 1-0.
Yeah, they're going to say we've got another injury on the field here, Merle, but Vipers are essentially just going to have to run another play, and that's going to be it. But, you know, another complete performance from this Viper team and, you know, cleaned up some of the minor mistakes that we saw in the first half, so Coach Sanders has to be pleased with the way they contain a couple of really explosive guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we saw evidence of that. Stony Point does have some serious weapons on offense, but it's a different deal when you're running against this Viper defense.
Yeah.
It's just a different beast. So they were able to contain him, and then the offense, we're really starting to see that offense fire on all cylinders and flat out scary. And all that's...
That's Chambers.
Yeah, Chambers again. He was in there trying to gut it out. That's just... He's a guy that they need. It's a shame to see him still hobbled by that knee injury.
Hopefully, he can take advantage of the extra week here. And
get healthy.
Get healthy.
They're going to need him.
Forty-seven ticks left. First and 10 for the Vipers at their own 35-yard line. Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. Lilly, handoff left side, and going to be dropped for a loss of about 4 yards on the carry. That time it was Zaid Oliver, sophomore running back, but had a blue shirt in his face at the time of the handoff, unable to elude him.
Yep, that's going to do it, Merle.
Yeah, the Vipers don't have to run another play. The teams are lining up on the sideline, and the clock is ticking down to 0. Now they stop the clock with 15 seconds left for some unknown reason.
Now the players are saying we're done. We're let it run out.
Now it's ticking down. So 56-21, the final score. Vipers with a very impressive road win, second road win in a row. And, you know, this one counts a little bit more because it's a district game.
Yeah, second successful business trip in as many weeks here. And Vipers, you know, were impressive last week, but, you know, showed some tremendous offensive firepower this week. And, you know, kind of putting the rest of the district on notice,
yeah.
I think. We'll see how that really intrigued by that, you know, the Round Rock game and how that and Cedar Ridge, how that turns out. But people are going to have to start to stand up and take notice of all the ways in which the Vipers can get after you. You know, defense is, you know, is a strong. It's one of the hallmarks of this team, always playing good defense. And this year's, you know, edition of the Viper D is no different. You know, they continue to get after people and you know, contain some really powerful weapons that other teams have not been able to contain
right
in the same way. And then offensively, just wow, continuing to see progress every week, which is exactly what we wanted to see. And special teams kind of had an interesting challenge, special teams, but I think they executed the plan well.
I think so too.
You know, no big special teams plays that factored into this game or flipped momentum. They had to kind of keep the ball away from a couple of dangerous return men. They were able to do that. You know, they remained perfect on extra points. You know, had the one, I think only one punt. But again, successfully kicked it away from the guys that you want to keep it away from. And it's sometimes those little things, but in all phases of the game, the Vipers just played another, you know, really, really sound football game and looked pretty darn good here to head into the bye week and then into, you know, week two officially of this district schedule.
That's exactly right. 56-21, the final score. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Coach Sanders with his hallmarks. Zach is talking to Coach right now, so we'll get some of his thoughts on the big win here tonight. And I mentioned it briefly during the ball game when these two teams last met 2 years ago. The Vipers got the win, and it was head coach Drew Sanders' 100th career win as a head coach overall. Tonight is his 99th career win as a Vipers head coach. That means the Vipers get a chance in 2 weeks to go for 100 against Vista Ridge. How perfect is that?
That's perfect. Perfect. Wouldn't have it any other way.
So 56-21, the final score. We'll take a break and be right back for the post-game show. You're listening to Vanderbilt Vipers Football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way, chicken eat, unbelievable, sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best, not to mention all the rest. Chicken tea is the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of size to make a meal. Chicken E is for real. Follow me to Chicken E. Gotta have their GG.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandergrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians online at texasfp.com. Texas Family Physicians at River Place. texasfp.com.
You know the expression, put your money where your mouth is? It's like when you're really sure of something, you put your money where your mouth is? Well, anyway, at Doghouse, we're so sure we have the best hot dogs, sausages, and burgers in Texas, we're putting our money where your mouth is. Stop on a Doghouse 4 Points for your free house dog, sausage, or burger after texting VIPERS to 833-440-4440. 1100. Vipers, 833-440-1100. Doghouse, absolute worst.
Hi, I'm Daryl Foytek, owner of Advantage Austin Properties and a proud sponsor of our Vandegrift Vipers football team. Advantage Austin Properties is your Four Points area experts for all your real estate needs. My wife, Annie, and I have been Four Points area residents for over 15 years and provide potential homeowners a wealth of knowledge and information about the Four Points area. Please call Advantage Austin Properties at 512-418-0594 or visit livinginfourpoints.com for more information.
Hi, Viper fans. Coach Sanders. It's the Viper Minute where we get a chance to talk just briefly about what we believe instead of just the X's and O's. You know, we've talked about our hallmarks. They are discipline, effort, toughness, and honor. We haven't unpacked honor yet. And the honor saying or the tagline is, I say it's not about me, and the team says back, it's about us. And this concept, there couldn't be a more foreign concept to the world these days than making your life about somebody other than yourself. You take just a glance at anybody's social media account, young person's social media account. It is, take a picture of me in this pose, take a picture of me with this food, here's my meal, I'm having a bad day. Social media definitely is reflecting the values of probably today, which is it is about me. So what we're going to do is we're going to do something very difficult as a football team. We're going to take a bunch of young men that all have their own dreams and all have their own aspirations, and we're going to make them understand, or we hope we can make them understand, that this whole thing is not about you. It's about what we accomplish as a team. One of the things I say all the time is, you want to achieve your goals, help somebody achieve their goals. And when you start thinking about that, you know, how your life has worked, I can think just real quick about my coaching career. When I started just trying to be the best defensive coordinator and trying to pump up my head coach, all of a sudden I started getting opportunities to be a head coach. Because I was just all focused on helping him and helping the team win their goals. And so that concept is so valuable. And then hopefully, and you know I've talked about this before, hopefully we're able to take that same value. And now when they're grown men, they're 25, they're 30 years old, and they're a married man, they're trying to figure out that they don't want to do the dishes. But it's not about you. So you need to go take care of that. That concept, I hope that we've started to build that a little bit in them where they can take that same concept and learn that, how to apply that in real life. And so I think it's a sports, and that's why I'm so passionate about sports. I think when done right, they can absolutely change a young man's, young lady's, whatever, trajectory for the rest of their life when done right. And so that's what honor is. Not about me, it's about us.
Patrick Fibers, head coach, Hugh Sanders. Leave it to coach to make it that topical and relevant for the 21st century, especially because he's not even on social media. But, boy, true words right there, Scott.
You know, it's always great to hear. That's a good reminder, not just for, like, young men in high school and women in high school, but messages for all of us when you think about it. And,
yeah. You
know, we have an opportunity to hear those hallmarks every season. Always has a little bit of a different spin on the hallmarks don't change, however. Mm-hmm. And they're really, I mean, it's good reminders for me. I sit there and go, I think about how that applies to my, you know, to my job now. And,
right.
And my life as an adult. So always love hearing that. And I think, you know, it's not just a bunch of words. It's it's ingrained in this program and is a part of the culture that Coach Sanders and his staff have built here. And it's, you know, each year we see sort of, you know, got a bunch of young guys that have bought in, and the results speak for themselves. But I think sort of that cultural foundation and those hallmarks are critical to the success that they enjoy here.
And some success on the field tonight as well. 56-21 the score. Let's go ahead and take a break. The postgame show will continue when we come back. Hopefully we'll hear from Coach Sanders again, this time talking to Zach Lucero down on the sidelines. Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Cobra Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandergrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. Better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandergrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
For Aaron Turnley of Coldwell Banker Realty, home is where the heart is. A licensed realtor since 1999, Aaron Turnley has been providing turnkey real estate services since 2003. Aaron consistently ranks in the top 10% of all 94,000 Coldwell Banker agents worldwide, and she knows the community. She's been part of a Pop Warner or Viper family since landing here in Austin in 2013. For more information, visit AaronTurnley.com. Aaron Turnley of Coldwell Banker Realty, guiding you home since 2003.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
Hey, Viper football fans, we'd like to say congratulations to Four Points Rugby on their 2021 state championship. Four Points Rugby is built on an attitude of respect, sportsmanship, accountability, and character. If you're tough enough to be a Viper football fan, maybe you're tough enough to join Four Points Rugby Club. There's no rugby experience necessary. To join or get more information about Four Points Rugby Club, contact us at fourpointsrugbyclub@gmail.com. Come win another state championship with Four Points Rugby in 2022.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatments. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
Show continuing here, 56-21, the final score. Mo Burton and Scott Schaffner here, and Scott's got some of the stats courtesy of Mr. Shane Schlewinski. What do you see there, Scott?
Yeah, thanks again, Shane, for doing the heavy lifting on us on this for us tonight. Viper's just a really, really well balanced attack tonight, kind of coming at people from all angles. 436 yards of total offense, 263 in the air, and 173 on the ground. So, you know, really productive evening for that side of the ball. Braden Buchanan was 10 of 17 for 263, had four touchdowns on the ground. He carried the ball three times for 15 yards and two more. So Braden Buchanan accounting for six touchdowns tonight. Not a bad day at the office for him. We mentioned earlier Ryan Shepherd crossing the century mark, 18 carries for 105 yards and a touchdown. We had Reese Beecham again, the three catches for 130 yards and two TDs. Got, you know, he got a chance to take most of the fourth quarter off tonight, which I'm sure he appreciated. But another big night for him. And then the Watermox and Grayland Spring had two catches for 65 yards. You know, really spectacular one there toward the end and the touchdown. So really, really big night for that that Vandegrift offense. I think we counted up five different guys scored touchdowns. We had a sixth that got into the end zone, and Rajon Middleton got the head that one called back. But
right.
Just gave you a sense for just how they spread the ball out and how many weapons they have on offense, how they took control of this game. And, you know, we mentioned all the guys that put up the stats specifically, but it's, again, those guys up front just did a heck of a job dominating the line of scrimmage, whether they were trying to run the ball or protect their passer and let some of those big plays develop. Really solid night from that offensive line unit. And defensively against Stony Point still had, you know, some of their guys got their, got their numbers in. They had total offense. They had 229 yards, only 70 passing, and 159 yards on the ground. As expected, you know, their two playmakers, Cameron Cook, Jaden Leonard, had nice nights. Cook was 21 carries for 118 yards and a touchdown, so he was over the 100-yard mark rushing. His teammate Jaden Leonard had five carries for 16 yards and a touchdown, and four catches for 56 yards and a TD. So through on the ground and through the air. Quarterback Villegas was 5 of 10 for 70 yards, had one TD. You know, nice throw there in the second half, but had the interception on the tip ball in the first. Still, they were plagued by some penalties.
Yeah.
Vipers were able to clean some of that up in the second half, play pretty well, and I would imagine Zach's up here now. We'll hear what Coach had to say, but, you know, pretty complete performance offensively, defensively, and shutting down some weapons on the other side, and then special teams had a sound night once again.
Yeah, Coach talked about those penalties in the first half. Zach did talk to him down just a few minutes ago on the field. Let's see what he thought about the second half and the game in general.
All right, Coach, big 56-21 win over Stony Point. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you just try to limit an offense like that. Just hang tight and watch how many points they score on people the rest of the year. I guarantee it'll be more than 21. So proud of our guys' effort. Hard to tackle. That back, Cook, is unbelievable. And then offense answered the bell with the first drive right after the half. That's exactly what we needed. So good win. 1-0.
Then, Coach, you talked about this explosiveness of that offense, but you guys had some pretty explosive plays today as well. Can you talk about those plays in that offensive unit?
Well, I'm just proud of Coach Mauser and his coaches finding matchups that are favorable and finding a way to get the ball to our players that need to have it. And so just proud of the overall offensive unit. And we look hard to stop. We really do. And I'm sure there's tons of things we can fix, right? But it's nice to be able to come out and not have to stop them every time. That makes us a pretty, you know, pretty hard to beat, honestly. Let's go.
Vandegrift Vipers head coach Drew Sanders, I guess, there. Zach had a chance to talk to him. Zach, what are your thoughts after being down? Different mood in the second half than the first half a little bit?
No, you know, I think it remains pretty even keel on that sideline. I think they don't let themselves get too high or too low. I think the only difference is once you get those starters coming out a little bit, it's kind of more of a party on the sideline. And they're just watching the guys that are under them, that they're helping out at practice, get some meaningful reps. But, you know, Coach said it there. He said, we look real tough to beat right now,
yeah.
And especially with Round Rock drop into Cedar Ridge tonight. Vandegrift looks like the team to beat. I mean, you thought Round Rock Round Rock looked tough to beat coming into this week, and then Cedar Ridge beat them. Luckily, we're not in the same district with Nike Dallas FC or whatever, but we look tough to beat. I mean, putting up the type of points that we did. I mean, that's not something that you see from a team like this in the past, and especially like Coach said, limiting 21 points doesn't look the best on the scoreboard, but when it gets an offense like that, it makes your team look, like Coach said, hard to beat.
Well, let's go ahead and take one quick break here and come back. They're literally closing off the lights in the stadium, so we'll come back to wrap it up. 56-21, the final score. Back for one final segment after this break. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians online at texasfp.com. Texas Family Physicians at River Place. texasfp.com.
The Austin housing market is growing faster than ever. Now is the time to give your local mortgage company a call. Eric Silvis with Guaranteed Rate can review your mortgage today. Buying or refinancing, let Eric Silvis and his experienced team of mortgage professionals guide you through the process so you can have a smooth, stress-free closing. With their competitive rates and local presence, they'll be your mortgage banker for life. Call them at 512-972-4818. Guaranteed Rate is an equal housing lender.
Subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 555-863, company NMLS ID 2611, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, Texas, licensed in Texas.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatments. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Cobra Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandegrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
It's important to preserve as many of life's memories as we can. Patty Jones Photography specializes in senior and family portraits, boutique weddings, and milestone events like graduations, proms, and more. Patty offers mini sessions that include 5 downloads, deluxe sessions that offer 10 downloads, plus specialized packages. Remember to mention Viper Football and receive 20% off a variety of prints. Visit PattyJonesPhotography.com, 737-900-5662. Capture those special moments of timeless history for your family.
The Austin housing market is growing faster than ever. Now is the time to give your local mortgage company a call. Eric Silvis with Guaranteed Rate can review your mortgage today. Buying or refinancing, let Eric Silvis and his experienced team of mortgage professionals guide you through the process so you can have a smooth, stress-free closing. With their competitive rates and local presence, they'll be your mortgage banker for life. Call them at 512-972-4818. Guaranteed Rate is an equal housing lender.
Subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 555-863, company NMLS ID 2611, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, Texas, licensed in Texas.
All right, final segment of the post-game show. 56-21 Vipers with the win. The lights are out at the stadium. We're about ready to turn the lights out and head off into the bye week. So, Scott Schaffner, final thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. Bye week.
That's enough.
Enough. It's like, all right, we're out of here. Turn you off. I mean, interesting. Heading into the bye week. I mean, so it's about what, you know, what do you do with that week off? And, you know, Coach, this is familiar territory for Coach Sanders, so he'll know how to kind of manage some of this. So, you know, we saw Jack talked about how, you know, Round Rock fell tonight. You know, guys start getting a little bit too far ahead of themselves. You know, want to keep all this, you know, success so far in perspective and recognize that there's still work to do and a long road ahead. So just got to keep getting better, take advantage of the bye week, get some guys, heal some bumps and bruises, and be ready because it's going to be a grind the rest of the way. And now, I mean, Vipers, I think, have put the rest of the district on notice. They're going to have a target on their chest single week, and they're going to get every team that they play the rest of the way are going to give the Vipers their very best. So, got to be ready for that.
Yeah, I'm going to keep mine short because my feet hurt. So, if anybody knows some good, more comfortable shoes to wear on the sideline, let me know. You know, my favorite part about being a part of this Vandegrift broadcast, especially on the away games, is they don't like to lose on the road, and they like to put some beatings on people. So, it's always nice coming out of the home side of the stadium, traffic is always way more thin than on the visitor side.
Right, right.
So we'll see you.
I thought you said the road trips with me and all the
time. Those are fun too. Yeah. But I'll see everybody on the Flex ATX post game show, where Griffin Schaefer is going to call in and we'll talk to him about his perspective on the game, and that'll come up right after Lake Travis is over.
All right. Tune in, everybody.
So Stony Point drops to 2-2 in the season, 0-1 in the district. They will take on, after the bye week, a red-hot Cedar Ridge club that's 1-0 in district play after upsetting Round Rock tonight. So keep an eye on Cedar Ridge. The Vipers improved to 4-0 in the season, 1-0 in district play. That's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back with you in 2 weeks from Monroe Memorial Stadium as the Vipers resume district play. And Coach Drew Sanders goes for his 100th win as the head coach of the Vandegrift Vipers against the Vista Ridge Raiders. From our broadcast partner, Scott Schaffner and Hank Hudson, hopefully we'll have Hank back in a couple of weeks. Zach Lucero, our producer and sideline reporter, and Shane Chawinski on the video side and our statistician, along with Darren Cohen back at the studio. My name is Merle Bertrand, signing out from the Kelly Reese Athletic Complex, where the Vandegrift Vipers have defeated the Stony Point Tigers 56-21. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you in October. Good night, everybody.